Unclick podcast with Benny Gonzalez?
Benny Aveda. Benny Aveda. So I use that for like my modeling name, and I was talking to my agents and stuff, and figured I would just like kind of merge the two with it, since like the modeling stuff is kind of about to take off a little bit more.
Cool.
And that last name is my grandmother's maiden last name.
Oh wow.
So okay. It's like still in the family.
Yeah. Cool. And then most people, I feel like for a long time it was Damn Benny.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I was like, it's not a huge deal to switch it, because a lot of people didn't even know my last name to begin with. Yeah. And I figured now would be the time to switch it before things really kind of started taking.
I know you as Damn Benny. I thought your first name was Damn.
I've joked about other people. Yeah, first name Damn,
and
last Fudger name Benny.
Benny brought us gifts.
Yes, oh, you did?
Yeah.
Whoa. So,
Dennis, I know you skate a little bit, and so I brought you a welcome board.
Nice. That's
so cool.
It's fun shape. The name of the board's is Crazy Tony. I don't remember the name of the.
You can show it to that guy real quick. Yeah.
Thanks, cool. Benny. That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Super sick
put
board.
This together. And you're sponsored by this company. Welcome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We'll get into a bunch
too.
Of stuff, but yeah. You are a skateboarder as well.
And I get
Thank
a sweater.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Nice. This is like the new off-the-wall collab.
Cool.
Or like the Vans thing out there. Yeah.
And it
doing.
Is a crop top, so.
I was joking with Dennis. I was like, bring Dennis a skateboard and then bring you like crop top, but
it'd make you just like, oh yeah,
thank you. Oh, thank you.
I apologize to everybody for when I wear this. If it is
no,
a crop
no, no,
top.
It isn't. It's like it's pretty dope. Dad's sweater.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like,
no,
man,
that's
like,
official
what,
for me.
What
I appreciate
Fudger,
that because I don't get free van stuff. I don't.
That thing's high quality too.
Yeah,
it's nice. Because you're saying Vans is like,
thank you very much
on everything too.
Yeah. They I went to like the drop. For Off the Wall, it was like the SR Studios thing, and they did like you probably saw it. It was like the big yellow ramp, and they had like Vans.
Oh yeah,
and
that thing looked crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. I didn't get to skate it or anything.
Yeah,
I went to like the party for it. And
cool.
It was a good time.
I saw one photo of it, and I'm like, oh, that looks sick. And then I realized that it was actually huge.
It's massive.
It's huge. It was
and
like
was
four
like
times size.
All new van stuff, or like just some new stuff.
Yeah,
dude, who shot the photos? Was it Atiba?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was there and he shot some. I'm not.
I'm trying
exactly
to figure this
sure.
out. But
cheers, cheers.
Yeah,
to the
cheers. Yeah, and we've been talking about doing a podcast for a long time, correct?
For like a year.
Yeah, but
the first time I really talked to you, I think we talked for like 10 minutes one on one, and after I was like, we need to do a podcast.
Yeah,
like you are interesting. And there's a lot to talk about. Within 10 minutes, I was like, this could go on for a long time. It was at the Waffle Cup, and there were so many people around. I was like, let's just catch up and do a podcast.
Yeah,
that was 2 years ago or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think 2 years ago. I kind of wanted to wait until I had this video part out so we'd have something more BMX to talk about as well. I need to stop saying and like are like my biggest.
Okay. You're not the first one. Yeah, so you're good. Normal. Yeah, everybody says they're. I say you know a lot.
You know what? You
yeah,
know,
it
yeah,
works.
Yeah.
So it's
I
that's
sound
how
like
it
an
is.
Idiot the whole time, and I'm sitting super sideways because I'm healing up this knee. If anyone's wondering why I'm sitting so crazy, I want to start off with the political shit first because I don't know to call you her or him or whatever.
So I use like they them pronouns, but I don't really get too mad about pronouns.
So if I was gonna be like he got you a
I'm not gonna trip out about
would
it.
Would you prefer me to say she or
no
Benny?
they mostly
they
that, yeah
that trips me out.
I know and I know that's like hard to kind of for a lot of people to wrap their heads around and it's like my identity is kind of more than just like the pronoun stuff. Like I don't really get too mad about it. I really kind of look at it however you perceive me is how you perceive me. And that's kind of like what I run with. I know internally with things. I don't really like labels or stuff like that. At the end of the day, like I'm just Benny.
So. Yeah. I think using the name is easiest for me.
Yeah.
It makes it so I don't fuck up. Mm-hmm. But
if I slip up, it's not the end of the world.
But like, yeah, definitely not.
Cool.
And then, and then I've seen, you know, just in, when I was clicking around, it was like, you know, you had like, a fuck gender was like one of your things, and I think it was the first time that I feel like I saw you in a more like a feminine outfit, and then just looking into it was like, yeah, you're not even, you don't necessarily consider yourself trans.
No,
I what does Benny identify as? That's the next good question. Before
that, I identify as Benny. Like I like the clothes that I like and do what I do. I really don't think there needs to be a label or a box. Like it's not everything a part of my identity. Like same thing how some people have long hair, some people have shaved heads.
Yeah.
You like semi skinny pants, I like baggy pants. Like, we all have our own individuality, and I really just kind of look at it.
It's funny because looking at the comments,
that's not everything.
On yesterday on Instagram, there's like 400, 500 comments or something.
I think there's, I think it's growing. I keep checking. I'm like, damn, dude,
fired up about it. And it's like they're just like they're like commenting on effectively like your what you're wearing.
Yeah,
and it's like it's not about the bike riding whatsoever, and it's so
they're commenting on everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, there's a bit of everything on every. I mean, extreme and right in the middle. It's pretty interesting. I did not know that that was going to go that crazy.
You know, I kind of expected it, and I wanted to wait until the right time where it fit in my life to kind of be ready for that, where I was, like, at the mental health standpoint to, like, be able to take the aggression from it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'd be lying that if sucks. I said that it wasn't a lot. Because, like,
you forget
it definitely
that the internet
is
worldwide and so many different views of people because we're so submerged in these similar friends groups that you're like, why don't I ever hear from these people? But you're like, you know, they're just not around in our crew. Like, and that was the whole world all of a sudden. Like, I have this opinion. I have this opinion on Benny. Yeah. Because you
fuck him.
Is that the first time you've, I know, but is that the first time you've ever been posted on RBMX?
No, the fence slam.
Oh yeah, the fence slam.
I think
because I thought you'd probably been posted a million times. That's another thing that was so surprising to me.
Yeah.
That was kind of like, boom, your video part you all of a sudden. And the fence slam was the only other one.
I think so,
yeah. I think so. I mean, maybe something. I mean, you would know better than me, but.
Maybe Dawn of the Streets.
Yeah, maybe like, something like that.
Or something.
But yeah, I think like once it, you know, the way that the algorithm works these days, you saw it with like Tyler's head slam. And it's like you get these people that are just that they have no
they're
idea.
They're lurking. Like it's like not even really in BMX. And that's kind of the other part where I don't really give a fuck about the hate, because you click on most of the people commenting hate shit, they don't even ride, or if they do ride, like they're not filming video parts or anything. Yeah. And like most of the pros that I know are super supportive, like once I get to know them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the people in BMX are actually like really supportive of me. It's kind of more the outside of it that is,
I guess,
a little bit more
the fringe of BMX, and then the people that just aren't BMX at
maybe
all.
We should watch this video part and then read some of the comments.
I would assume so. That it's funny that because like when we dropped the video part and I texted you, I was like, how do you want me to handle moderation, you know, because I generally handle it like if it gets like really personal and really nasty and stuff like that, or threats or something.
How I look at it is it kind of exposes people in their own way,
because
it's their words, not mine. Like, if you're hating on me for me being myself, that's really just a bad reflection on you.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to turn me down. I'd have my friends in my life, and I'd love the fuck out of them because they are supportive. And even if we don't see eye to eye on everything, it's like, those are the people that matter in my life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your response was like, fuck them. Helps
no,
the
there, there's definitely there's definitely a lot of things that people say that I would love to talk about.
Yeah.
As far as, like, stereotypical.
That's why I think it's
going
to be cool to just read them here and do it and not have to be on the keyboard. Like, you know, get them. But like,
no,
I know the truth here and what's really going on, because there's so much opinionism that is just completely far off from what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, they're crazy comments regardless, but they're also like so far ignorant to what is even happening in this video part in you and everything. It's like people just see us like, transgender person competing with women. Fuck,
I know.
You. It's
that,
like, whoa.
That one, I think.
What
actually,
competition? What in the
it's like,
fucking
clearly
transgender? Like,
I was like, clearly you're not educating yourself on like what I compete in.
Yeah.
Or like seeing what contests I fucking do. Yeah. Because
it's so crazy.
If you educated yourself on that or like went and saw contest footage, you know. We'll get into
it. It's just
we'll
get into that.
It. Yeah.
It's like these people are so angry that it was like, I can finally write my comment about women competing transgendered.
I've been angry for a long time.
And it's like, that had nothing to do with this. Maybe even, you know, if you're going to write the terrible things, just wait for the right post at least.
So Grant filmed a lot of this, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Song goes so hard.
Yeah.
I was skeptical about it, but I was talking to Corey and he was like, you know what, fuck it, run it. Not many people.
I thought it was great.
Who filmed this?
Stefan did.
Stefan?
August.
Yeah. Booty Groceries.
Yeah.
It's good. Me and Josh were just watching this and I was like, I don't feel like I see too many filmers that I don't see constantly with a different style like this.
I
see what you're saying, because it's like we watch some of Booty Groceries stuff, but I feel like sometimes we miss a lot of the stuff. Like, it doesn't
Troy filmed these, and he filmed the fuck out of them. Like, yeah.
The whole thing is filmed and edited so properly.
It's from, from You're Welcome, right, Troy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm blanking on his last name right now. I'm sorry, Troy.
Troy Cooper.
Cooper, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely wanted to edit my own video.
Yeah.
Like, you edited this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I know, like, the image that I want to put out there.
That's sick.
Not that I don't trust, like, filmers to do it, but I don't know. I wanted to do it.
I did not know that. No clue.
All California footage, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a couple years, because I feel like you talked about this. I remember Grant.
That sucked.
Yeah. I remember Grant talking about filming with you.
I knew you were good, but I didn't know you were really good.
It's like, damn. That's a compliment.
You haven't had a full video part, really.
I did. I had, like, non-binary that I filmed in Portland.
I never seen that.
Yeah. We'll watch that, too. Yeah.
I hate that video.
Well, I mean, we don't have
I think
to,
that's, like,
they, so this is your breakout part, then? The first one that you really like?
Yeah.
Or you have another one that you really like?
I think the non-binary thing, like, obviously, the name is genius.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that was the first time I like, banked the name. You know, like, I probably saw some Instagram stuff, but then it takes, like, 4 or 5 times to see somebody and really get it right, you know? Yeah. And that one, I was like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, that one, it was, like, there was a lot of, maybe not, like, the same amount of thought that goes in this stuff. It was just a lot of, like, sends, you know? Yeah. Like, kind of mashed up from different filmers, different places, all that stuff.
Well, but even kind of this, I feel that way. Because a lot of it, I was just, like, getting in the van with Grant.
Yeah.
And, like, going to spots that I didn't necessarily want to ride, and I was like, okay, like, I'll do something on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to do another project where it's, I go out and, like, spot selection and kind of more focused on that sort of thing. I'd say, like, favorite project would probably be, like, New York with Sabrosa, like, Bodegaverse.
Yeah. That dude's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. He was trying to kick us out, and he's just some random dude. What's El Sereno skate park?
That's so funny. I was watching this with Josh earlier, and I was like, I want a part edited like this.
Really?
I swear to God. I was like, I don't even know who made this, and you made it. That's badass.
I'd be honored to edit.
You're a BMXer, skater, snowboater, and editor.
Scooter rider.
Yeah. Jack of all trades, and doesn't identify boy, girl, fuck it. You're everything.
All sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Another little thing.
Congrats. I was sick.
Thank you.
So to watch this and just write, fuck transgender people.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? No, it's like just...
Like, they don't even know if you're transgender.
That's just sum it up. And it's like, I'm not trans. I would say more like gender fluid, like non-binary. Or I don't really give a fuck, really. I like what I think.
That's hard for people to understand, though.
Yeah.
Well, more than anything, because they're like, oh, well, he's dressing like a girl. And then that fits into this category, even though it's not a normal category that I don't like, but I don't like that category either. Well, so
honestly, I think it's more so people get mad that they, like, might have a little confusion in their brain where they'll see a clip of me and then they'll be like, oh, I want to be attracted to them.
Me and Odessa
like
said that we're like the homophobes are the ones that are secretly a little gay, and they realized it or like something, and it made them freak out and write. I don't know.
If I make you uncomfortable, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
That's so crazy. Are you gay, bi, like?
I'd say, like, pansexual, bisexual. I'm just, like, more attracted to personality.
Everything.
Like, too. Yeah, like, if I like somebody, I like somebody. Doesn't really matter, like, the physical attributes or something.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, and that... I guess let's start at the beginning. Was there a specific, like, did you know that from a young age? Like, oh, I'm different.
For sure. I think I knew the gender stuff more at a young age than I did the
gender stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because gender and, like, sexuality are two different things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what you're attracted to and how you feel and identify with yourself, they're just separate things.
Benny feels like
Benny's everything.
Benny feels like they're not a guy, or is it just different?
No, it's like it's a spectrum because there are some days too where I'll dress like fully masculine and like I
I swear I felt like I'm partying with a chick one night with you, and yeah. I've been riding with you, and you felt like a dude. Like
yeah,
a bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm, it's like okay. It's I felt different ways.
Yeah, no, it's and like my friends will even say that sometimes like personality will say like even more like feminine or masculine. Like it really is a spectrum where it kind of bounces around for me. And
okay.
Just like some days I feel like riding a skateboard, some days I feel like riding a bike. Like it's just fluid. For me,
that's such a funny way to put it.
Yeah, but
but it works.
Maybe
yeah,
it's because I'm a Libra and I can't make a decision to save my life. Where I'm like, fuck, do I want to be a skater? Do I want to be a biker? Do I want to be like boy, girl, like whatever?
So you knew that at a young age.
Yeah,
like, we're talking like 12 or something.
Oh no, like 5 or 6.
Oh wow, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Yeah, and then sexuality comes in later, obviously. But like
when I was like 18 okay. was when I first like experimented with that. Because like, I question it all the time, but I never really kind of seeked it out.
And you,
like,
and you grew up in Wyoming.
Yeah. I was born in Wyoming in like a pretty small town.
And then stuff. What point do you like, how does it work with your parents and stuff like that? Like when you go to tell them, or do you not tell them, and then you tell the internet first and then tell your parents?
I told the internet first. I posted a video on Instagram on like coming out day. I came out in like 2020, I think,
okay.
But I started dressing a certain way before I like came out, just kind of like subtly cropping my shirts, and it just kind of casually like grew from there. I never really felt like I needed to announce it. I really don't feel like you need to announce an explanation to anybody, and that's still how I kind of roll with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not all a part of my personality. Like you see it. Do you really need an explanation?
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of did that more for myself to really just kind of have that confidence to be myself and not have people like. I mean,
Corey kind of said the same thing when it was his. It was like he just felt like he was like pulling the Band-Aid off, mm-hmm. you know, instead of making it happen nice and slow and having to tell the same story over and over again, and like it was like, oh, it's just. Let's just do it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just a convenience type thing. So obviously,
When you were young, did you think that maybe you were wanted to be a girl at one point? Those thoughts, and you were like, "Let's just be patient." Like,
yeah, and that's why I like I don't take hormones or anything like that. I'm pretty comfortable enough.
Was there ever a thought though, where you're like, maybe I should take hormones?
Yeah,
and transition?
For sure.
So that's kind of interesting, because I was listening to another trans person who was saying something like that. That's why I wanted to ask the question, who said when they were younger, they thought they wanted to be a boy, I think, switched over and then got to a certain age like, fuck, I don't want to be that. And they're non-binary too. And they had to do everything back. And their advice advice was like, if you're going through this, like maybe wait to a certain age so you don't have mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah. Yes and no. Because like I do know trans people where it's like, you know, from a very young age, like what you are. And
yeah.
I know what I am, that it's like I'm not trans, but I also know that I don't feel like I fit into the category of like a masculine male where I want to identify as like a boy. And I just kind of play off with the androgyny. And I've always just like felt that way, more like androgynous, and feel like, and aside from even the physical aspect of it too, like there is the emotional side for it, where when I'm with a group of girls, I feel like I resonate with them in a certain way, and when I'm with a group of guys, like I resonate with them in a certain way. Like it really is like the masculinity and the femininity like kind of merged into one.
I could see that's that, because when we were partying with Odessa, I imagine. Felt like I was hanging out with girls, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I was at a jam or something with you, it was all guys, and then it was more like you were a guy.
Fluid. Yeah. Fluid is the word.
Yeah, and that's what gender fluid is. And I keep saying it, but it's like it really is like it's a spectrum, and I feel like a lot of people don't put it into perspective of. Like, okay, it's not black and white. This is, like, yes, like, what sex is, what you're born as, there's male and there's female. But when it comes to, like, how you dress and you present yourself, there's, like, all this, like, gray area.
Yeah, pants are invented.
Yeah, pants and dresses. Yeah, like women used to not be allowed to wear pants. Like, that was considered, like, only for men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, women just didn't wear pants in, like, the 60s or something. Like, they only wore dresses and skirts.
Yeah.
So it was, like...
Yeah, and then it's, like... Yeah, it's just a huge spectrum. Because then there's European guys who like, you know, tiny little speedos. But if you were doing that in OB as a guy, people would be like, But it's normal in other places.
Yeah.
It's all just...
Well, I'll even tell you something from like the fashion aspect of things. Skirts are very much about to be inserted into men's fashion, like, on a regular thing. Like, it already is. Like, you go to New York City and there are so many straight men that identify as like a he that wear a skirt.
They're like, this is nice.
Yeah, it's yeah. just it. It yeah. You can only go so far with fashion.
My balls are dry.
You can only go so far with like jeans.
That sounds
oh
nice.
My god.
My nuts would just be hanging yeah. all over.
Oh my god. But you can only go so far with like jeans and a t-shirt. Like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah. Fashion. I mean, fashion's definitely like the direction and the, you know, the yeah. how far forward it is and stuff like that. I mean, you see.
For sure.
2024, there's so many people. There's so much
yeah.
internet, everything, like different. Like people you get inspired by. It's just a different time that we've never seen before too, where it's like there's enough people here and inspiration from others that it's not going to be as jeans and a t-shirt like you say. Yeah, it's gonna keep changing.
I feel like I can already see the internet comments where it's like, yeah, damn, it's like Benny explaining this same thing for 30 minutes to Denson Ryan.
It's gonna be 2 hours, I think. I'm pretty caught up to it.
So your parents are supportive though? We don't even have to like them for the yeah. most part, I would assume. Like I'm sure it's a little difficult, but
yeah, it took them a little bit at mm-hmm. first. My mom's thing, like she was supportive from the start. Her thing was like the pronoun thing. She's like, I just don't fucking get it. like multiple people. But then she had a friend that kind of worded to her of, oh, you went to the doctor, what did they say? The doctor's one person, but you just said they.
Yeah, it's true. So yeah, works that way.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you don't know the gender of something, you use they. Oh, they left their hat at my house. Like, oh, somebody left their hat.
That's yeah. a good way of putting
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's... like if you don't know if it's a boy's hat or a girl's hat, you say, oh, somebody left their hat.
Yeah, it just gets a little hard when it's like they brought you this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So what you're saying makes total yeah. sense, but that's like where it's hard to learn.
I
how
think
to
that's where the
it.
Name makes sense to me.
Yeah,
like I'm trying to interject the name
and see that that's
else,
like
I think trying is the most important yeah. thing because I think part of it is like oh for me I'm like oh I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well,
but
you know, just like everything is a spectrum. There's obviously the far right and there's the far left, mm-hmm. and it's those two two like parties that are constantly battling each other.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say I pick a side for either thing yeah. of like what people are saying with it.
Yeah,
but I'm not the person.
It goes both ways. Yeah, like yeah. if you're like I'm not gonna ever call you they, and the other person's like if you fuck up my pronoun, I'm gonna kill you. If those
yeah,
two people
yeah, yeah,
together,
yeah, and I feel like yeah, people maybe like think yeah. that about me. And it's like no, I'm trying
to work both ways. And
yes, like
cool.
I try to work with people on it. Like yeah. if pronouns aren't my biggest worry in life. Like I got more shit. To
yeah.
worry about.
cool.
Circling back to Wyoming. So 18, 17, 18 parents, and then you know, kind of just was it the idea like I need to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty quick, like day 18 in a day, you're out or what?
Yeah, pretty much. I grew up kind of going to Fort Collins in Denver a lot. Mm-hmm. It was like an hour away from there, and there was no BMX or skate scene in my hometown. It was like 45 minutes Fort Collins, so I always just kind of like drove there.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Fort Collins when I was 18, and then I lived in Copper Mountain when I was like 19 or so. It's like I worked for like a snowboard resort or like ski and snowboard resort.
And then you were skating. Your Instagram yeah. is nuts, by the way.
We should
like,
watch some of those videos.
Like the Instagram yeah. is insane because you're literally
what's a
so
cool snowboard
good.
Video to watch because.
Well,
that one tripped me out when I saw you snowboard for the first time. Is there a good
we can
one?
Just scroll to the beginning.
Yeah, something that you're stoked on to show your snowboarding off.
So, what was first, skating or the scooters?
Yo, so I was talking to my mom about this either because I kind of always did all of them, but apparently it was a ripstick.
A ripstick.
Which I remember. Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember rolling into a mini ramp on a ripstick before I learned how to drop it on a skateboard.
That was your thing, ripsticking.
Rolling into a mini yeah. ramp on a ripstick,
or like my. Like on a tricycle, I guess I would like to take my hands off.
Yeah.
Something when I was like 3 years old.
So there was one, I mean, maybe it's later, but we can go to the.
Oh, yeah. That was that copper.
I mean, this is 2020. So, but ripping on everything, there's some like scooter clips.
Your
I mean,
new,
there's
your the, new footage is, you've gotten better and better.
Yeah. The new snow here. Stuff is like.
Yeah.
How old are you now? Copper. Wait, so this is 2020 and 2020. So how old are you now?
I'm 23.
23. You've grown a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
tiny here.
Yeah, I mean, my...
You're a good snowboarder.
Thank you. My thing growing up the most was definitely BMX. And the first time I tore my ACL and I like started coming back to it, I really just kind of wanted to have fun with it and not really focus on one thing, because I grew up doing all of it, but BMX is kind of what started taking off more. So for me,
here's a session with everything in it.
Yeah. Oh, I missed the 50 on that. Yeah, that video is kind of mid, but
nah, it's whatever. Fine. But it's, I mean, it's everything old. Everything in one is like, that's
there. If you go up a little bit,
yeah, you progress with on every sport like
if
crazy.
You go up to that one where I'm like wearing the all white outfit
right here.
Yeah, that was like my coming out post.
Oh wow, I missed that.
I did. So it was just kind of like the triple edit, the subtle flex of like, if you're gonna hate on like my identity or whatever,
hate on this too.
Yeah, hate on this too.
So it touches on something like being a voice for others. I feel like it's gotta, your DMs that
they're
have
fucked.
To be heavy at point. You have hate, but you probably have so much love in there too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like there's hate, and it's probably like one of those things where like looking at the profile picture and like, do I click this one? Is this hate or is this love? But there's got to be stuff in there where it's like, I feel this way. Yeah. I feel like that, we're the same, but I don't know how to handle it. Like,
that's what makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Really, if I'll take the bullets if somebody else kind of has that figure to look up to, because
yeah.
I didn't really have that in BMX. I had that in skateboarding, because there was like Cher Strawberry and like Chandler Burton. He's like a skater that they're drag queen, like I identify with like all different pronouns. So I had that in skating, but BMX there really wasn't anybody else besides Chelsea.
Yeah,
but not really in like the street side of things.
So
I don't even think there's any street riders that are gay or out of the closet, even to that
not
extent.
Professional, like, yeah. I remember doing I remember when we did the Corey podcast, and he was like, he said something like, he's like, there's more pros that are gay than you think. And I was like, that I know. And he's like, yeah, definitely.
I would never out somebody for it, but yeah, there definitely are more.
Yeah.
There's no out of the closet.
And it
one,
sucks,
so.
Dude.
It does suck.
Come out of the closet.
Yeah,
it sucks
to imagine.
But it's like, people don't realize how
hard
that is.
I know.
You're running
that
through
so
your
stupid,
mind, like thinking,
but,
like, fuck, I'm going to lose like all my sponsors. I'm going to lose my family. I'm going to lose my friends.
Oh,
like,
it's going
to
make you feel
everything.
So much better, though. I remember
and
I was with Corey, like when he came out, he seemed like a different. I wasn't with him, but he told me, and I remember
he
was a different person when he let it go.
It eats at you. It's like, Corey talked about it, where he's drinking away the pain. And that's like, he came out and got sober.
That's where people need to come out of the
like
closet.
Starts blooming, and that's really what happened with me. Like, I was so depressed in Wyoming growing up. Like, I was like, I can't be myself. I'll lose everything. Like,
yeah. What a burden.
It is. And it's, it's where I don't.
Yeah, because different places are different. I'm like, come out. I live in San Diego. No one cares. Everyone loves it. It's great.
Well, that's,
but,
I mean, that's the thing. Like, having a kid, and it's like, he grows up, and it's like, not knowing that your parents are going to love you, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
I'm thankful that my parents were, like, always.
Yeah.
My parents are super loving.
Yeah. That's more power to them.
Yeah.
Good shout out to the Dams. The Gonzalez's. Yeah.
You were saying like, 2 years or something? Yeah. You're about to tell us something about, like, how crazy it was back home, 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Something. I mean, 2 years ago, a bar in my hometown made a shirt that said, "We have the cure to AIDS. We shoot fucking and it like
where made, was it Wyoming
yeah in my hometown in Cheyenne,
dude. Yeah, that's really crazy. That and is me saying just come out of the closet, people are like, I might get shot.
Yeah.
No,
like,
I mean,
like,
that
people
that's,
really hate
you
this
hear
shit,
about so it you hear about it, and that definitely is a fear. And when people say like, oh, you're just doing this for attention, now you don't realize, like, I could be going to the grocery store in the middle of the night and somebody could just be like, fuck this person, fuck this F slur, and just come up and stab me. It's like, why would I do that for attention, for some sort of
game?
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's the same argument for any, you know, oh, he's just a dude that wants to win women's class. And it's like, nobody wants to go through the hell of like changing who they are and the disgrace and the pain and the suffering and the, you know, and to do that just to win.
First off, I really don't like contests to begin with.
Yeah,
I like filming. I like the challenge with myself.
Yeah.
And I've always liked the challenge for things. I don't want the easy way out.
Yeah.
Not saying anything with women's BMX versus men's BMX, because they're incredible women's BMX riders. but there is that difference of skill level for sure. Yeah.
At the Waffle Cup, you chose to ride with the men.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't a question with the women, and then that was like that was the first time I saw the internet shitstorm.
Yeah. So is it Stu that owns Epic BMX Foo?
Foo.
Foo. Yeah. Yeah. So we just had like a 4-hour conversation the other day at the shop, just kind of like talking about things, and we don't see eye to eye on everything. But we talked about Waffle Cup, like me riding the practice with the girls. There were a lot of people on the deck, like, ah, fuck, like, here you go. And that it kind of changed like a lot of people's perception. And they're like, oh, word, like, rode with the men. And that wasn't even a question for me. More so why I wanted to ride the practice with the girls is there are a lot of men in BMX. And that was kind of like one of the few times where there's a bunch of the girls together. And I'm friends with all of them. And I kind of wanted out of the toxic masculinity sometimes in BMX,
mm-hmm.
and where I could just like ride with my friends. And so I rode the practice with my friends and then did the contest with the guys. I trained as a male athlete, so I'm gonna compete with the men.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And it's hard from the comments. You had a few clips in the women's practice video or something like that. I don't know where it was, but it was like, it was like, oh my God. Like, I remember commenting so many times, like, Benny is not competing with the women.
Yeah.
Benny did not compete with the women. Not competing with the women. Like, so many times. And they're like, well, what if he does? And it's like, Benny didn't. You know, like, it's not an issue. Like, there is no issue right now. There is no problem.
For a while, like, after Down the Streets was kind of when, like, I got, like, a lot of the, oh, you're going to dominate, like, women's sports, blah, blah, blah. And then I podiumed Dawn of the Streets, like, took third, and people shut up so fast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I feel like a lot of people didn't really know that. I was like, all right, I'll turn it on for a contest. Like, I'll ride hard if I want to. And I want the challenge. Like, I know where my riding's at. I'm not saying I'm pushing boundaries with BMX for a lot of stuff, but I'll hit big rails and...
Yeah.
You kill it. You kill it. Your video part's fucking dope. It's a proper, awesome video part. And if you rode with the women, there is amazing women riders, but it would be like, Benny got 150 out of 100.
There's a difference. And I think part of... I support women's BMX, and that's why I wanted to ride with them, but I'm not going to take their shine away. Like, I want Paris, and I want Angie, and I want them to have their battle with each other.
Yeah.
And all the other
you can step
amazing
in and battle it with all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't want the easy way out. Nobody really likes a sandbag.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Like, that's the whole thing.
Like, I remember I did recon tour when I was, like, 13, 14 or something, and I rode in, like, the advanced division. I remember that. This is how it always goes with those little contests. The kid that wins beginner, like, you should have just done intermediate.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't feel good because everyone's just like, you sandbagged. Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was pro, apparently, or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But...
Too funny.
That's just kind of always been
what's
my mentality.
What's the feel in the women's class? Like they obviously accept you, and I don't know. Yeah. You know, like, I guess there's probably just wide acceptance through all of BMX, right?
Well, is there... I think like a lot of the girls in BMX too just kind of look at it like, oh, it's like almost like having like a gay bestie, like in BMX.
Yeah.
Where I'm not like on either side of it. Like I could hang out with them, and I stayed in Barcelona for like a couple months with my friend Paula and her boyfriend Juan.
Paula,
I stayed with
Tina
them.
Tina X?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was like super fun like riding with her, because it's just not riding with like a bunch of guys all the time.
Yeah.
And like it's a different kind of like level of like acceptance for me.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Waffle Cup, like getting to ride with like Emma and people that I never met before.
It's probably hard for us to understand, but it probably is a completely different vibe.
Yeah.
On the deck.
Yeah.
And like, because you like dudes are trying to figure out their run. Like they're friendly, but they're also like trying to do their shit.
Yeah.
Women feel like they're a little slower pace, and they're like, you got this, like,
exactly.
You can do this,
exactly.
And it's all brand new, and it's like
I just made a whole like year long project with a female, you know, like I really I loved it.
Yeah.
With Paris.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was
and
so sick, by the way.
I love hanging out with girls that ride. I already think I knew that, but with Paris, I was like, you know, it's just like you're saying, it's just so different. It's there's not the crazy masculinity, and everything's just a little different. It's fun.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be females on every team just to
I agree.
Make it more.
Dude, the kink video. Anahi.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. Hey, sketch comedy fans. If you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests. You're going to have a lot of outrageous improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
Dude, she's gnarly.
I mean, it's out, so we can talk about it, but oh my god. Like, I literally yelled at my TV. I was like, it was incredible.
She slams.
It was incredible.
First real crook down a rail from a
massive
chick that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In the ice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Not gonna lie, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't? Oh my god, you gotta watch it.
I know, I need to.
So the whole thing is good. It's 25 minutes. You got that.
Yeah.
So... But oh my god, yeah, I was like literally yelling at the TV.
I met her in Barcelona and stuff, super rad chick, and loved riding with her and just putting around, vibing.
I was trying to find this scooter clip, like it's like a, I don't know any scooter names, like a over fucking scooter grind or something.
It was in Denver down the Image right 20 here? Rail.
So you
nah.
take
that was from like yeah. a. Keep going.
It's
down.
Crazy how much your look changed. Because if I was just scrolling through here, like that's why those internet warriors are like, oh, that's a hot chick. You zoom in, you're like, oh my god, that's a guy. I can't believe I, you know, I thought that. Oh, I'm gonna write something.
I think it's that real.
Oh yeah. These are like, that was crazy.
So for a while, I was like,
there we go. Yeah, look, you're insane.
And then look at these skate clips after the, like the hill bomb is sick too. But I think there's trucks.
I was getting
this.
Mad speed wobbles look at on it. That.
Yeah, you've gotten so much better at everything. It's insane.
Oh, this is the truck clip. Like there's fucking
on a Welcome deck. Welcome was like always my favorite skate company growing up. Like always
that
loved
a...
the board, so I'm pretty stoked to be a part Same... of that now.
Like sister company of fucking awesome?
No.
No?
No.
What's Welcome?
Welcome's its own thing.
Its own thing? Okay.
It's Jason Solar's company.
Oh.
Fucking awesome's thing is with hockey. So it's like FA and hockey.
Yep. That's what I was messing up right there.
So you're good at everything.
Cool.
Motocross.
No motocross. I'm scared of those things.
Reasonable.
Even like this kind of like section of my life, I was
even
still
modeling.
Like,
those pictures are sick.
Thank you.
You're a pretty Benny.
Yeah.
Pretty Benny. This section of my life, I was still like kind of figuring out like my gender stuff.
Yeah.
Like my own style. Because it's like.
Do you do full makeup and everything?
No. Like I have like a little bit on my lip and like mascara. And that's really about it.
Nice skin.
But
take care
of
yourself. Thank you. You don't look like a gnarly me.
Yeah, that's great.
Destroyed by the sun.
Wear your sunscreen, Dennis. Wear your sunscreen.
Me too.
As far as like how you dress, is there days where you're like, I don't want the looks. I'm gonna wear.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Like there are definitely times where it's like I might be like anxious at home, and I need to get something from the grocery store, and I'll just like you know kind of put the hoodie on, some baggy pants. And,
yeah.
Because it's like in and out. But yeah. There are definitely those days, but. Most of the time, I say fuck the world and be true to myself.
Yeah, you have to.
Not the huge.
Do you pay someone to do your hair all nice?
Mm-mm.
That's just you know how to do it.
Not gonna lie, I haven't cut my hair. I had my hair cut for this shoot that I did a couple of weeks ago. Like they cut my hair a little bit, but that was the first time in like
you
2 years.
You just take care of that too, huh?
Kind of not really.
No, it looks nice. Like a
I have like gel and stuff in it, like a wet look gel. It's supposed to look like you just got out of the shower like all night.
You know what you're doing because if I don't wash my hair, anything like that. Just don't do anything. It looks all nice like this.
Yeah.
Another
thing about like having a bunch of friends that are girls too is like I learn a bunch of this.
Yeah.
I learn how to like really kind of take care of myself, groom myself with things, and it's just. That's
naturally learning it.
Yeah. Another kind of thing that I like doing.
in I'm the guy that wrangles it all back in. So Wyoming, you get the fuck out of there.
Back to Wyoming. Yeah.
Hello. Here we go.
And then you go to Denver, and like, then
how
you,
the fuck is your skin so
you,
nice?
I mean, we'll run through it quick. You go Colorado, like
Utah. I Oregon. Lived in, okay. I lived in Salt Lake for like a year or so. Uh-huh. Just sick. It was like half like the. So like Salt Lake is what LA is for the snowboard community.
Yeah.
Like how LA and San Diego is like BMX skateboarding, and Salt Lake is one of those cities for like the street snowboard scene. Mm. So I moved out there for like a lot of the snowboarding, and I had a blast out there. It was definitely tricky because I feel like it's half the skater snowboarder community and the other half like Mormons.
Yeah.
Which is gnarly. But where I lived in Sugar House was like super rad, and I lived right next to Fairmont Skate Park. They had lights, and I worked for Kids That Rip, so I would just...
What is that?
It's like an indoor skate park. Mm. They're based out of Arizona, and then they made one in Utah. And so I just like went to work, coach kids how to like skate and ride bikes, and then get off work, go to Fairmont every night on my days off, go snowboarding. Like, you know, I was just like in that cycle.
So there's been times where you've like maxed out scootering, you change.
Yeah.
Like
I kind of look at it.
Clip, you're doing like a lip side on like a 25 stair rail.
Yeah, it's a huge rail. Yeah.
And then it's like, are you going to do that with BMX? Is that your part? You're going to do this part, and you're going to do some other stuff for a bit and then come back?
Yeah. My plan now that I have this part, like I'm filming like a skate video part.
Right. Fuck
now.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Yeah, you do that. Yeah. Damn.
That's
and
cool.
And honestly, like, the last month or so I've really just kind of been going out with like all the welcome guys and going to spots and hanging out with them because they're in LA.
Yeah.
And they're the fucking homies.
Talk about not getting burnt out.
Yeah.
Well, there's that thing too. Not gonna lie, like I love BMX, but it is nice to get out of it when there's all the shit thrown at me.
Yeah.
You can completely just disappear and focus on some other cool project.
But I wouldn't say like completely disappear because I love riding bikes and I love skating.
No, I mean, just for the time being, though. And
Is one community better than the other?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm in, no offense to BMX out there, but like when you have like skating, it seems like BMX is a little more like redneck. You know, like I would put...
Well, I would say it's like maybe just 5 to 10 years ahead of like where BMX is at as far as how...
Culturally mature.
Mature. Because even where skating's at now, BMX is not with like NBDs and ABDs. Mm-hmm. Like BMX is still super strict of like, oh, somebody did this on this spot. Skating is kind of more like, it's a handrail in LA. Who fucking cares if somebody did it like 10 years ago? If you want to do the trick, do the fucking trick.
That's funny. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just think like the fashion and like how people dress and skating is a little farther than where BMX is at. The headspace. It's just a bigger industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's naturally going to be kind of like more accepting and stuff. And there's a whole skate company called There that is just for queer skaters. Like it is a queer skateboarding company.
Is it TH like there or there?
THERE. Oh, I always get those.
There.
So, and then there's Unity Skateboarding, and there's just that whole community like established in it already. Like Corey and I, we started Identity BMX like a while ago, and we're just both too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. We're just both like really busy to kind of keep that running. I do want to get back on it because I get DMs all the time from kids like saying like how they feel within themselves in BMX.
Never heard of it.
Can I follow it?
I'm sure we do. I'm not the only one that's on the account. And I'm probably, if you guys said something, I clicked it and then I forgot about it. So. And then I got to ask.
It's the top one.
Okay. Yeah. I got to ask, being in Salt Lake, you had Behringer within a distance.
Yeah, I love Behringer. They're just hanging out with the dude, him and Shane, and the dogs, and definitely learned, like, a lot about BMX just sitting in his garage with him watching, like, old props videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Behringer's the man.
We were on a trip in St. Thomas when he came out to everyone.
Yeah, that's
Dom. This is Dom,
everyone's like, I just met her in Swamp Fest. She fucking kills it.
Yeah. Yeah, she was the one that tried the three over the thing, too. Fucking insane. That's cool. I mean, that's sick exists. Even if it's in a small sense, the fact that it just exists.
Like you said, though, we're 5 years behind, so all of our stuff is, you know, look at what this would be in 10 years if you keep it going.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it...
10 years is a long time to make some cool shit happen.
It is. As max, yeah.
As long as you stay somewhat consistent, it'll grow and...
I know.
Help people out.
I feel kind of bad that we haven't been on it, really.
You and Corey are very busy, though.
Yeah. We are.
No. Yeah.
I know. Like, I need to find somebody else that's
I do remember this. This was the Declan, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a Declan drawing. I can recognize that from.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan. Yeah. That's
also
it. I clicked.
But like,
I clicked a little early. I didn't mean to do Brendan like that.
There's not just me and BMX, which is yeah. rad in yeah. that aspect. I think, as far as like platform wise, maybe, which sucks sometimes.
That's what I was like, gonna say.
Like, I take all the bullets,
which is like a blessing and a curse in a lot of ways. Like, it being the most well known anything just puts a target on you. That yeah. sucks. Like,
It's like I didn't even really kind of ask to be that target.
Yeah,
it was when they say like haters gonna make you famous. Like, yeah, it really kind of mean that shit. Like, that's.
You had a statement, I think it was either, isn't one on the podcast, so you said something in effect of like, there's comments that were like, you're only sponsored because you're trans or something, yeah. you know, like, obviously you're not trans, but like, but that's the comment.
That's like what they said, yeah.
Yeah. And your response to that, I found like super interesting, was that you said basically, yeah, I'm different, but like, so is it, you know, like.
Well, it's like, it's my own individuality. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's every part of my personality. My writing is my writing, but your favorite rider isn't your favorite rider all just because of how good they are at biking. It's how they dress, the music they listen to, like the individuality that they have.
Mm-hmm. It's how they look. It's how they carry themselves.
Like, and I feel like kids nowadays think it's all about getting sponsored is how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also if you can talk to people, put yourself out there, have your own individuality, and like stand outside of the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know,
if you're
this,
being super real, every bike company is a business that each one of their riders is
has their own,
them or giving them free parts to sell stuff for the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how obvious is that? Like, if you're not, people don't fuck with you, then you're not going to get sponsored by this brand. It's not all who gets. X Games every fucking
yeah, yeah.
Budget,
and
right?
that's kind of why
sells
that's,
fucking product.
That's kind of why so I don't. Where I see like some kids that maybe like coming up in BMX and they'll comment some dumb shit.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not smart on your part, because that's not a good look for any company that
not.
Is. Whether your opinion or not, a lot of times it's just better to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And if you're not sponsored,
it's
you
on
to
the
look
internet.
In the mirror and be like, I am better than this person, maybe, or like you can do all the tricks they can do or whatever, but look, what's the problem? There's a problem. Yeah. Like, there has to be some reason that this person's getting paid or free stuff and you're not. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
That one always trips me out, and it's like, yeah, there's a lot of really good riders, but
Dave Merritt wouldn't be getting a milk commercial with his fucking shirt off if he looked
for
like
sure.
a crazy person. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
like if he had a crazy beard with missing teeth and stuff like that. He got that because he looked like Dave Merritt.
There's
like,
more to it than just
riding
than just your riding.
And then people don't want to help you if you're not cool. So
yeah.
it's like those
yeah.
things come together, and then you have bike riding, how you look, how you act. And how much people associate themselves with you or want to be like you or whatever. It's like, it's hard to hear though sometimes. You're like, dude, I'm really good at bike riding. Like, can I just get a sponsor? You know, like it's
But
really...
also at that point, like, work hard and film a video part.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're different and you stand out in a crowd, there's 1,000 people there and one person stands out for whatever reason, it's like you averted your eyes towards them, and that in itself is part of marketing. And
it really is, and that's exactly what I'm saying when it's like it's not all about the
but
riding.
You also fucking kill it, and so that's like it's given
it's a package
yeah.
some people
so,
kill it harder and they're cooler, some people really kill and they're not that cool, but like, you know what I mean, like it has to be some sort of package that you can be like, this is my person and they're gonna help us sell Sabrosa Frames.
Yeah, it's so funny when you think back of like, you know, like the I'm definitely not gonna name anybody, but there's people in the history of BMX that were really, really good at bike riding, and they never really got that
shine,
that support and that shine. And it's like, yeah, because they kind of had an abrasive personality and people didn't want to deal with him. And it's like, that's why I'm sorry. It's like, I'm sorry, but he just wasn't that cool, or he wasn't that fun to hang out with, or he was pretty intense, you know, like you didn't know what he was gonna do next after he did that trick. Like, you
I
never know what
like,
you're gonna get.
Like, if you go on a trip for like a week and everybody hates you, you must fucking suck, because you just had to fake it for a week and then go home and be a dick, you know, like you couldn't even pretend to not be a dick for 7 days. Yeah. Like, why would you want to?
That's too real.
Be with that person on the trip.
That is too real. Yeah. So.
We got just deep on industry wormhole.
But that's the way it goes.
That part of things.
Okay, so back to Wyoming.
But it comes from you, though, because it stems off of that argument of, like, just because you dress a certain way, it's like, no, package, you know, good riding, yeah, and you're cool. And me and Josh were just watching that. Josh doesn't ride bikes. And he goes, I want to ride bikes right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
Doesn't ride bikes anymore.
That's what I want. Like, it's like, I want my video part where someone, like, watches it and, like, oh, that gets me, like, hyped.
I went, I want my part edited like this. And he went, I want to ride bikes. You fucking, boom.
That's sick.
I have to be careful about fist bumps because these rings are,
good.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Like I said,
So whatever, you bounced around Utah, Oregon, Denver, or not Denver, Colorado, and then you moved to California.
Yeah, so I went to Portland on a snowboard trip.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, at the same time.
We did a source commercial earlier, and we did it exactly the same words the whole way through.
Right, yeah.
No, just kidding.
Twins.
Harmonized our source commercial.
Yeah, I went to Portland on a snowboard trip, and I loved Portland.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I want to move here, and I was pretty, like, over living in Salt Lake, so I packed up my car, drove to Portland, and then tore my ACL for, like, third time when I was in Portland, and it started raining a bunch, and I was just sitting there, like, depressed. Fuck it. I've always wanted to go to California, so I packed my car again and just drove down the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Had no plan whatsoever, and I think I just released Non-Binary, where I was, like, starting to get, like, people from the BMX scene, like, following me and seeing my shit. And I stayed with Stefan, like, Booty Groceries, for, like, 2 nights in LA, and wrote a spot and met Jerice.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of worked out where Drew's like, yeah, you could live with me if you want.
So it was Long Beach, like, kind of like.
I just ended up there because that's where Drew's lived.
Okay. Yeah, so you haven't, like, really been here that long.
3 years or something. Yeah, 3 years.
That's not too long. Yeah. Yeah.
So when I met you at my ramps, that was probably, like, right when you.
That was right. That was actually right after, because I wasn't even really riding yet because I just tore my ACL again. So I had no strength in my knee. Like, I probably should not have even been on a bike at that point. Like, it was just...
Yeah, I thought you'd lived here. I was like, oh, who's this? Like, I didn't, that's crazy. You just did that whole looping around the country and made it down here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there... What made, besides Doris, like, what made Long Beach feel like it was the correct place?
I honestly, like... It was like the stars kind of aligned to, like, the area that I'm in. I live off of Broadway and in Long Beach. And it's just very queer community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right there, like, there's a whole bunch of gay bars have, crossbox that are, like, rainbows, and there's Cherry Park right there, 2 blocks from the beach, and it's just, it felt perfect, and definitely more out of the mix than LA, but close enough where if I need to go to LA, then I can be in the mix of things. It felt right, and it's the longest I've ever stayed in one place, like, after moving.
So. Yeah. What are your parents say along the way? They're like, all right, you're in Colorado, or you're in Utah, all right, like, are they like, come home, or are they just letting you go?
I go home pretty often for, like, a couple of days. I can't really stay in Wyoming longer than, like, a few days. I get pretty, like, anxious, like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah,
but I definitely go back home, like, every couple of months, and, like, see my mom. And
you see people walking around with that fucking t-shirt.
No, I did buy one. Nice. I did buy one, and I made it into a crop top.
Did you go to that bar and buy it from the people?
No, I ordered it online.
You're like, yeah, that's a little too risky.
No, I was like, a little too... Yeah. Because even,
bold,
like...
Bold, but not
even,
no,
even
stupid.
It doesn't even matter if I...
That'd be crazy.
Honestly, those people I get called she more if I'm dressed fully masculine, no makeup, nothing. People will just still call me she.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like they'll think that I look like a mask lesbian or something.
Yeah.
A what?
Like a mask lesbian.
Hmm.
Huh.
Like, just kind of more.
You're just like, oh, you're a butch.
Yeah,
lesbian
yeah. So,
the term is. No offense.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No offense. Yeah. I mean,
No offense to anything I said before this or I say in the future either. So. That's the disclaimer.
Benny's like 6'2". You got some.
I'm more.
You're not dainty.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you are tall too. I didn't really like put that together until I was shooting the photo. And then I clicked back to Tyler and looked at it, and you were like,
yeah,
towering over him.
I mean, that's kind of the thing. Like, you want to say some shit to me in person.
Has there ever been any weird interactions within the BMX community?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah? Just for like people, the vibe or...
Yeah, there's definitely been like some like kind of like side eyes, or I'll even get where there'll be like riders like not want to ride because they think like I'm gonna like hit on them or whatever.
Yeah,
but just like anything, it's like I have a type with men too. Just because like you're a guy doesn't mean I'm just gonna like hit on you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Most of the time, like if you're straight, I really want no part of it at all. Like it's like that's almost an ick for me.
Yeah. Is it and then
I separate BMX and like my I don't want to date a bike rider or a skater or
and it's like funny to be so full of yourself to think exactly. Like, oh, it's like not, oh, I can't be around a girl because I'll get flirted with.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, like you can't be around anybody that's gonna, you think everyone wants to flirt with you, like god damn. Anything,
I can't remember who I was talking to about it, but they were like, you know, I love it when like a gay guy compliments me, because it's like if a gay guy is attracted to me, then that means like I'm actually kind of hot.
Yeah
like if you're not getting hit on by like both genders.
It's Jeff Z. Maybe.
What?
I was just trying to confirm it.
I don't think it was Jeff Z.
You thought about it. You thought about it though. You're like, was it Jeff? No, that was Jeff Z, the one that said that. That was a Jeff Z.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I've heard him say something similar. He's like, I'm also great today. Like,
oh, because a gay person hit on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's not a secluded mindset that people like thought about.
Yeah, being pretty, getting hit on means you look
I've
great.
Literally
yeah,
heard
yeah.
people say that about gay people or trans people, and I've said that same thing, like,
yeah,
you think people want you that bad that you're gonna be at the skate park and be like, oh
yeah,
but no, it's always
it was a
like
nice
the
tabletop. Yeah.
It's always like the guys that just have like no style or don't know how to dress that like I say that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're gonna
my standards are high. I hold myself to high standards.
Have you ever hooked up with anyone in the BMX? Nah, you
no comment. No comment.
That you didn't think you were ever going to, because
no comment.
Yo,
I plead the fifth.
Damn. All right, we got to get the. If you subscribe to the YouTube channel, he's gonna tell all. Yeah, it'll be a tell all podcast. Nah, I'm just kidding.
I don't listen to.
Nice.
Anything.
Do you ever give the online people any play? Like, do you ever respond or no?
Oh yeah, I made that comment on the post. I was like,
did you comment on it?
I just said keep hating, but I'm too busy taking flights and cashing.
I'm gonna take it.
Oh yeah,
but if that's like that's if we like, get to the comments, wait for me.
Okay. Well, are we good? Am I looking at comments on YouTube or on Instagram?
I thought the Instagram post.
Okay,
was
yeah,
crazy.
The Instagram like, is crazy.
It's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just pause officially. Insert sponsor commercial.
Sorry to interrupt this podcast, but the Unclicked podcast is sponsored by Source BMX. We got to shout them out because they're rad. They're doing a bunch of stuff and they are killing it.
Biggest mail order in the world. You got those warehouses in Kentucky. They got the one in the UK, of course. Pretty much get you something faster than anybody else in the world.
Yep, and if your bike shop don't have it, the Source does, and it'll be at your house, on your door, and maybe the next day.
True. And honestly, the best team in BMX right now. They just picked up Killian Roth this week.
Yeah, the ad was great because they really do like cover all the boards. And then, you know, Akeem's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Killian like is, I mean, pun intended, killing it. The manual 180 during the rail jam at Battle of Hastings this year.
His part.
And then
check. Watch that.
Yeah. And then I heard that... he put down some crazy clips inside the park.
Congrats to Source for getting Killian, and congrats Killian for linking up with Source.
Yep.
Good combo. You're on that is the most stacked team in BMX.
Thank you for sponsoring the podcast, Source, and we'll get back to it.
Let's do it.
Let's find see what the internet has to say. The internet.
Yeah, let's fucking read them out loud.
I'm reading the story.
Nobody gets to do that. They just type it out. They don't even hear it out loud. So
how do I?
I'm nervous. I haven't even really read.
I mean,
you're so level-headed. Yeah. You'll be able to see these. And
I did read a couple that I just like fucking laughed at. Yeah, like, if anything, I kind of laugh at like the ignorance.
520.
520. Damn.
It may be. Sometimes desktop gets weird.
It's also kind of like one of those clips where I was presenting super feminine, for sure.
I mean, I feel like the whole video is like that, though. It's like,
yeah.
What do you mean presenting super feminine? That one clip?
Just the.
Well, I mean, it's just the like outfit. The gender.
I feel like you kind of. Yeah, I guess you dress different, but I don't know.
Comments can't be loaded right now. Shout out to Instagram. Let's try one more time, and then I'll just. And then
I was
I'll
hyped
just,
on that one.
That one's sick. This one's sick too.
There was supposed to be a second angle of it, but Felix forgot to press record.
Comments can't be loaded. Well, how can I do this?
You can read them on your phone.
Yeah, but then I struggle with the.
Just refresh.
The what's it called? The screen. Then I have to like put in the fucking screenshot and all that stuff. We're still on pause, technically. Yeah, sorry. It does get warm in here. I opened the window, but
imagine going through life believing that everyone should think, dress, and act the same. Bunch of robot. Who gives a flying fuck?
Right?
Stu who? 1201. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Stu Johnson.
Nice. Bunch of robots. Who gives a flying fuck what someone else is wearing? If you don't like it, then don't wear it. Let people live their lives. That's cool.
Yeah, I was hyped. I was hyped for that.
That was one I pinned that one because I was like, that sums it up. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
It's I love this the, one. Cole from SDs was so about the bike riding. We must touch our knees on T-bugs, young grass smoker. Yeah, that one's funny. Just complete bike riding.
What is up with it? Yeah, you
that's what it should be, though.
Exactly. That one's funny.
Are you supposed to touch your knees on T-bugs?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
It's like that's what he thinks is a proper T-bug.
Yeah, like
that's
tuck his knees together.
So he's just giving you shit on how he likes T-bugs.
Like yeah.
I mean, I kind of like find like dip it more though. You kind of have to be a little bit more bow-legged so you can get like the seat through your legs.
I think that second one is like what a T-bug
they're great. Should be. So, but
Cole, keeping your knees together is cool too, but
I would hope I got a good semi do the trick.
You got a good T-bug.
You did get a cover. Let's talk about that. Like because that was a Jeff Z photo moved to Long Beach. Yeah. I feel like that that's like every rider's dream 15 years ago. I'm going to move to Long Beach. Jeff Z is going to shoot a magazine cover of me.
So that's like, that was fresh after tearing my ACL.
Yeah.
And should not have even been riding yet.
Wait, how many times have you torn? So
3 ACLs on my right knee and 1 meniscus on my right left. Still don't have my ACL on my right. I never got it fixed.
Yeah.
It's on my agenda before I turn 26 and like off my parents' insurance. But
that's like a year long thing.
Yeah. But it's like I'm 23. I want to enjoy some of my life, not in a wheelchair. Because I was in a wheelchair for my last meniscus surgery because I don't have my ACL on my right knee. So all the weight couldn't go to that one if I'm just sitting there not like working out.
So gnarly.
So I was like, I was in a wheelchair for like 3 months. It sucked.
So, Jeff Z. Yeah. So you couldn't, and then you just meet up with Jeff Z. You hadn't ridden, or
I hadn't ridden at all. And we went to the school in Long Beach with Stefan and everybody. I think Stefan wanted to shoot something with Jeff, and I kind of looked at it like, "Fuck, this is like a legend, like legendary BMX photographer. I'm not gonna miss my opportunity here." At that time, I was like, I didn't know if that opportunity would ever present itself again, even though it did.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't putting in my head like, oh, like I'm getting a fucking cover out
of
this.
Yeah, you saw.
I was just hyped to shoot a photo of Jeff Z, even if he didn't put it in like the mag. Like, it was just like a cool opportunity to do.
But that's cool. That's a trip, especially in like this day and age to get a magazine cover of any kind. You know, like obviously Jeff Z shooting a magazine cover is like.
What was that part before the one that you were not hyped on? There was a part before, or is there one that you were hyped on before? What's a good one to kind of reference? Like.
I mean,
your last part.
Clips and like Bodega Verse are things that I'm pretty hyped on, but that's like, it's a mix with Jerice and Bacharki.
Sounds good. Because I'm really like not familiar with your riding, besides seeing you ride in person. You know.
Oh, yeah, because you unfollowed me on Instagram.
No, I follow you now.
Do you?
Yeah.
As of when, today?
As of your video part. I was like, this shit's motivating. I gotta get
I
on
didn't
this.
Even see that.
Why did he unfollow him?
Look at everyone I follow. They're all people that are like, I don't want to say, there's people that are
following like zero for a while.
Yeah, there's people that that are motivating.
Oh, you thinned the list.
No, no, I got it. I followed...
Oh, weird.
Group of
I didn't even see that
follow. People that go. Motivate me with bike riding, and then some family. But I should just follow everyone. But then my fucking, I'm not going to get to see the good bike riding.
I get that too. I mean, there's like the my personal account. I try and keep it like people I hang out with and like know on a level, you know. And after we hang out for a bit, then
I need to do the same. Honestly, I feel like I follow like too many people.
I'm just such a BMX nerd. I use my Instagram to see BMX, you know, which is so one thing of me. But I don't have. That's all I do. So. And a little bit of skateboarding and some other influential things. But
so this is apparently like, your...
Tons.
Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm not your friend.
No, I know. I know we're homies.
This is your first like BMX trip?
Yeah, it was. And this actually spiked like a lot for my career with like modeling.
Mm-hmm.
That's
cool. Congrats on that.
Being like Times Square, I think.
Yeah, you're nervous talking about it. It's funny.
Because it's big.
Huh? Yeah, no, I'm like,
fuck. It's like you're actually getting like nervous talking about that. That's funny.
Well, also, it's like I kind of don't even really want to talk about it too much until it's like even like out there.
Almost like, yeah.
I think we're in like the middle of the podcast where like, not too many people
get
to
it. Yeah.
I'm still listening.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be
surprised. But we did the quiz at the end where we just say something random and then everybody comments it. But, what is that?
That is so sick.
Yeah,
love Joe.
Is that I mean, the modeling stuff has to be like a bit of a crazy. It. I don't know. Were you trying? Like
no, that just kind of happened naturally. It wasn't really something that I saw after the fashion industry and like skateboarding, BMX are kind of merging. Like Nigel even like went to Yuto. He's like. Skater like Louis Vuitton's like sending him to the fashion shows, and so there's like all these like pro skaters, BMX riders that are kind of going into the fashion industry.
Somebody told me that like 5 years ago that it was going to happen like this, and I was like, oh, that sounds cool, because you know they take these nice looking people that also do something. You know what is it?
Yeah, that was sick.
It was scary.
So it's not just a pretty person, it's a pretty person that can do a hot bar real quick, you know, or something.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just, it adds to the package of things. Sick. Like, there's a lot of pretty faces in the world, but I think the fashion industry is kind of moving towards models that do other things, because you are, like, a representation of, like, the brand. Like, if your face is, like, with the company, then...
Well, I remember Austin Augie saying something like that they liked that he was, like, kind of fucked up.
Because
he had scars on his face from riding and stuff, and they're like... They like that his face is like
not perfect,
like pretty and different, and he is definitely has a unique look. But then he also has these scars that like tells a story in a sense. You know, it's funny how it like I don't know. It's like
it's interesting.
It's like a cool friend that does something. Yeah, you know, like oh, this is my friend. He's like he's really fucking sick on a bike. It's like the fashion industry is like saying that or something.
Dude. Well, it's like all the things I do kind of piggyback off of each other.
Dude, that was crazy.
So we saw that spot right when we got to New York, like we rode past it. It's like, oh, that thing's gnarly. And it was like the last day of the trip, and we ended up like riding past it again. And I told him, I was like, yeah, like I'll feeble it. And I did like one feeble, I was kind of sketchy, but I could like feel out that I could probably like bar out of it. And I didn't tell him I was going to do the feeble bar.
That's sick.
I was just did the feeble bar. Like you have enough time. Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite tricks I've done in BMX.
That's sick.
That, the pigs hard, and then the tires one T-Bog at San Pedro.
And then so you guys did this trip, and then you went and met with the agency, and they put a contract on the table. You didn't sign it. And then you do Dawn on the Streets, which you get third.
Yeah.
That's a good trip.
Yeah, it was a life-changing trip. It really was. Like, I feel like they're like those pinnacles of life where you kind of like you're on the come up, and it's like that little level up like to the next step. And that trip definitely was one of those moments for me that just changed my life.
That's sick.
Have you ever traveled for any of your sports, or have you always just like kind of moved and then things surrounded you?
I mean, lately,
is that your first trip for BMX? Like, yeah, out of where you live?
Yeah, lately I've been traveling constantly.
For like, modeling, though?
Both. Oh, yeah. Just riding. I went to Paris, Barcelona.
Have you been stacking clips on those trips?
The last trip when I went to Barcelona, I was like pretty fresh out of recovering from my knee. Because I went to a simple session. I already had my flight booked to go to Estonia before I had knee surgery. I was like, fuck it, I'll go. And I ended up bringing my bike and like just, I didn't even really try with simple session. I was just pedaling around the course for the most part.
This is on the streets, right?
So now you're healthy.
And you 180? What do you do? You toboggan?
I did one T-bog over it.
Yeah. And then what else was in
so
there?
You technically haven't really been healthy since you've been traveling with modeling?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Start stacking clips on the road.
That's my, I have a trip planned here pretty soon to go to Austin.
Nice.
I was like talking to Aaron about.
Yeah, that was sick.
We'll do something with like Burnslow.
Nice.
Cause,
yeah, the last trip you went on for riding, you got a podium in this huge contest, filmed bangers, and became a model. So I think you should go on another trip.
Yeah. Well, even like Barcelona and Paris, it was kind of that. Like it was a riding trip in a way. Like I went to ride because I've never been to Barcelona. I didn't really film anything besides just kind of like Instagram stuff. But I wanted to see it and got like spots mapped out where when I go back. And then I'm going to London in like May or so. Because Bajarki, who I went on a trip with, to New York, he's going to school in London. And they have like a filmer out there. So probably do a London video or something.
Sweet.
Battle Hastings team.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sick. That's cool. That is a wild little ride there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're doing a lot. It's a lot to take in with everything, like learning about you and then learning about the it hasn't been that long of like since you left and started this cross country road trip to landing in Long Beach to now.
Well, like
now being here.
Yeah. Now I feel like a lot of the podcasts we do are like I feel like this is the beginning. You know what I mean? Like Lyon ones, and he's telling his story, and it's like the Alan Cook is telling his story after the fact, and then like yours is like ... be continued type thing where it's
you're
like
23
you're
and then the question
like,
I just asked. Yeah. That's sick. That's your first sick. BMX trip, and it just blew up. Like I can't imagine what's the future is bright for you.
I mean that's kind of like why I did like the kind of name change now.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas like if it's gonna go.
Like, I'm gonna go somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Well, like modeling, a lot of models do that. They change their last name with like an alias to kind of protect themselves when they get out of the fashion industry for multiple different reasons that I don't really want to speak too much on.
Yeah, for extra weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just kind of.
Yeah.
And it sounds sick.
How do you say it again?
Benny a beta.
A beta. Yeah, that is sick.
That white one right there.
You want to? There's more in the fridge but.
We getting loose out here.
Yeah.
We haven't got wasted on a podcast in a while, but just in case my girl has a baby, I have to be able to drive.
That's wait, actually?
Yeah, because her due date was like days ago.
You're having another baby?
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. Damn, yeah, you got your...
Yeah.
Just right in front of you.
I learned how to keep my phone on me this last week. It's been good.
Congrats on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you have like a name or anything?
Raven.
Raven?
Yeah, we're going to... I like the name because it was cool for a girl or a boy.
Mm.
And then when we found out it was a girl, I was like, sweet. We already got the name.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there much in the comments like overall?
I was looking through and it is like, I mean, now it's just showing me good comments all of a sudden. Like when I looked through before, it was like all this crazy
Instagram's
shit. Well,
I mean, Instagram's probably filtering out.
Something.
I was trying to look
for him. I was like, I don't even, they're not.
Yeah, apparently there was some dude. I mean, we could come back in right here, but like there was a dude in the comments that was like, I guess he had like a
warm
that was very warm that was like had like an iron cross thing or something, and it was like but by the time I saw the comments he was already like, I don't know, he blocked us. I asked the group, I was like, did anybody block this guy or did Instagram just delete him? Like whatever he said, he was gone automatically.
The one thing that's kind of rad with like the hate comments though is somebody will comment something stupid and then there'll be like 10 other people that'll jump on and be like,
oh yeah, that's what I mean.
Well,
like the one argument that I think is pretty savage is like, oh, you guys are, oh, this we're celebrating a mental health problem.
my answer to that too is like, okay, you don't have ADHD, your mom doesn't have bipolar, so what if it's a mental health issue? Does that mean that you're not going to support your mom for being like bipolar?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like, I don't,
that's a good way to put it.
I don't really
of like
think
that.
Of it like it is a mental health thing. It's really just like you being yourself. Or like
I don't
me
think
being myself.
I don't think sexuality. I think sexuality is like baked in. I think it's definitely like.
Oh, there's.
I think it's nature.
You asked Corey about it too. Yes, like there are animals.
Yeah,
they're like penguins that are like gay.
Yeah,
and they're like there's all different species that like have that certain feel to them.
Yeah,
and it's who you are.
I don't.
You
think
cannot
that's
change
yeah.
it. You cannot change your sexuality or your gender. You can suppress it how you feel.
Yeah,
but if you're gay, you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trans, you're trans.
Yeah.
Like there was like an interview with somebody kind of, they were talking about it like, okay, 100 years in the future, brain transplants are a thing. They take your brain, you're a male, you identify as a male, and they put your brain aside and then they end up putting your brain in a woman's body and you feel uncomfortable because you're in a woman's body. What do you want to do about it? You want to change your gender to align with what your brain is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what the dude said. He was like,
yeah.
I'm going to change my body because it doesn't align with my brain.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you just explained the entire trans ideology that it's like trans people, their brain doesn't align with.
And there's so
feel.
Much where it's like the human body is crazy.
With
you get a woman that tests higher with hormones or
testosterone, with testosterone
and you get kids that are misgendered because they have like asexual traits when they're thing, and then they're designated as being a girl or designated being a boy.
I've always been androgynous. Like I'll say, like I have like a pretty face.
Yeah,
I don't have this like masculine male looking like
look
to me. Like, I get called she more when I'm just masculine.
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Okay, I get what you're saying earlier. Yeah, like, you have feminine traits to your face.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes people look at stuff of you and they're like, oh, it's definitely a female.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's like, they'll be mad because it's confusing to them.
And no matter what, if it's confusing to you, you can just be nice.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, even if you don't understand it.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like everybody's a human. Everybody deserves kindness. Everybody deserves love. Like, who fucking cares?
For sure.
Like, Benny doing a fucking nose bonk toboggan in a tube top doesn't affect your life.
Yeah,
like exactly. You could just fucking chill on the internet. Like, you're good. Like, it's
could we change the clip from this?
Yeah, sorry. 6,000 like... times it's played. Sorry. But yeah, I think
fear
that's the...
and worry create hatred.
Yeah.
You know, for like any subject.
Misunderstanding, not any understanding.
If you're
something.
Really happy with yourself, you'll try and like, because I know when I'm in a good mood, it's way easier to like think things through and understand and be nice. But when you're in a bad mood, you're like, get the fuck out of my way, like to every person that's driving a car.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
So it's just like, it's just obvious. Like if you're a happy person, you could figure things out and think
it's
a
so
bit.
Funny. You say, like when you're driving down the road and somebody's going slow and you're in good mood, you're like, damn, they don't have nothing to do. That must be so nice. They're not in a hurry, but I'm in a hurry, you know? But the other day, get the fuck out of the way, you know? So it's crazy. Yeah.
My horn doesn't work, so I got to put it in neutral and fucking rev the engine. I look like a maniac. Get the fuck out of the way. That's bad mood, Dennis. Revving my engine down the road.
Don't want to meet that guy.
Yeah. Never happens.
It never happens. Just rev that engine once in a while.
Anything we're missing? I don't know. I feel
probably
like we can
talk more about skating stuff.
Yeah,
that was something. I think we should. Do you have any skate edits? We watch snowboarding.
I mean, like on Instagram.
Yeah, you have
I do.
Sick Instagram.
I'm
clips.
Still like kind of working on doing like an actual video.
You're more of a transition skater.
That was a topic. Easy.
Is like a bad word.
It is to like trans people. Like
okay,
if,
so it's
if
like
you call
a slang,
like
a,
bad
it is
a slur.
I always thought it was just short for.
Well, it is to us because like we're BMX riders, like skaters, like that's slang for it.
So there's hatred behind it, though.
There,
or something.
Not like in every like not from you.
Yeah.
Like you say it,
but I'm
like,
saying that some people had to say it with like a hateful way for people not like
it. Yes. Like if I'm walking down, I've been walking down the street in like WeHo or something, and somebody will drive by, fuck me. Like that's
Jesus.
Like people.
So that's where it turned into like
yeah, and so then that's like the trans community saying like, hey, like maybe like just say
transition.
I don't really get pressed about it because it's like short for transition.
You know what it is, and
I know what it is, but I also get the mentality from like other queer people where it's like that maybe.
So my take
is it's the same thing with like
makes sense. It's hateful in a way, but well, you speak like skateboarding and BMX, yeah, so it's like a different word.
It's the same thing like kind with of. I say peg ching. I don't say like peg.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that's not an Asian person, that's the noise.
Yeah, but it's still.
Oh, you can't.
But the word.
Yeah, okay, it drives from hatred. No,
is like, it's like saying.
Okay. It can. So it's like, I would much rather just
keep it off.
Why not change one letter, like peg ching? And it's two extra syllables to say transition.
Indian giver's fucked up.
Yeah, I don't say that.
That one's like, no matter who you are, that makes sense not to try and say it anymore.
I just say it like revert.
For the people.
But nobody thought about it when they said it, but it's that derives.
Well, it's like. Well, it's because there are so many weird trick names.
Saying
like
something
abubaka.
Bad about natives.
Not the abubaka is not bad, but it's like that's a weird ass name for a trick. Like, who the fuck saw a trick and was like, "I'm gonna call that an abubaka."
DMC.
Ron Wilkerson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slay. but it's like in our heads we're just thinking about like, oh, that's the trick. That's like what we call it. But in other people's minds that don't skate or ride bikes.
Yeah, imagine if all of a sudden abubaka was like talking shit on a group of people. He'd be like, we got to change that name.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's just sometimes those names
I don't get pressed about it.
Skateboarding have Gay Twist too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had crazy
names like Sex Changing Gay Twist.
That's too.
Is it still, they still call it a Gay Twist?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Happy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing too, is like for me, I feel I've had conversations with people where it's like if you say, oh, that's gay, and it's the same thing with the tranny thing. It's the word is so not important to me that I can, if somebody's like, hey, that offends me, I'll be like, I don't care. I don't care about the word. I'll try and stop saying
it. That's a good point.
That's like it's just,
it's a great point.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares?
Somebody, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, I have friends that say gay jokes to me, and I think it's fucking hilarious because I know it's not coming out of like a hateful way. There is like the boundary to push, like don't just like run up to me and call me like an F slur.
Yeah.
Like if we're being like lighthearted and shit about it, like hell yeah.
Yeah, shit talking.
Lighthearted.
Yeah, like it's like
common sense where it's coming from.
Yeah, it's like it's the middle ground with it. Like you can like have fun with things and not be a fucking hateful piece of shit.
Yeah.
But like if you offend somebody, then maybe be like in like that sort of light, maybe like, okay, I'm sorry, like, and change like perspective with it.
Do you think we'll ever be like a time where you just like it doesn't matter anymore? You
know? 1,000%. 1,000%.
Because with Corey's podcast, it was like there was a lot of comments of like, who fucking cares? And it's like, dude, I feel you on that. Like, we shouldn't care, but it's also important right now.
It is important. I think that's kind of where I even feel like I am in the spotlight that I am. Because obviously, like, it gains traction. And I am helping people figure themselves out.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not, of people being this way or not, I know for a fact it's just people being themselves because I live it.
Yeah.
And maybe one day you people hating will like,
maybe you'll know somebody.
Yes. Maybe you'll know somebody. Maybe it'll be like, you'll have a nephew or a little brother or a parent or somebody that will come out to you and you realize like, oh, this is a person that I actually like love and care about. And I'm not going to stop loving them because something changed.
Okay.
Like that's just like a real thing. Like there are a lot of people that hate and they don't know anybody who's queer or trans. And there are a lot of people in BMX before that never had those interactions until they interacted with me. And then like getting to hang out with them, they realize like, oh, Benny's like a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like I'm just a person. And we hang out and then they learn things and we talk and like their mindset changes.
Yeah.
With stuff that it's like, and we don't even have to see eye to eye because even with like Foo, we don't see eye to eye with everything, but he has respect for me.
But having direct contact with somebody that does have an opposing opinion is important. And it's like, if it
100%,
I at least try to like hear people out for like where they're coming from, like have like a respectful conversation. Like I try to be open-minded to everything. Yeah. And if somebody's talking, like listen to them and kind of curate like my thoughts.
And very rarely does somebody change their mind over a course of a conversation.
Yeah.
It's a long path to like on such like a crazy topic. It's like, it's a long path from going from like, I hate this. Okay. Well, they're just over there. And then to like, okay, that's cool. Okay. I accept it. It's a long path to get there for a lot of people.
The other thing I kind of put myself with too is like, am I bothering you? Like, is me riding my bike really yeah, fucking bothering right? you in your everyday yeah. life? Does it keep you up at
did
night?
Did you like my video part?
Yeah, did you like my video part?
Yeah, a lot of the comments I saw that were hateful were, like, from, like, a point of, like, they were worried that you were, like, taking women's money.
Yeah.
That was one that I kept seeing over yeah. and over again. I couldn't pull any up because I don't see them anymore. Yeah, it's all algorithm. Nice stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and that's what's crazy, and just like maybe that's what like a lot of people have through their minds of like
that's
you're gonna take
one
every
thing,
girl's money. It's
that's
like,
kind
what?
Of one thing that I hated with like Waffle Cup or even Dawn of the Streets. Like you always see in the media of trans women competing in women's sports,
yeah, which is
in
a crazy
mass
topic.
Media.
Yeah.
But here I'm competing in pro contests,
yeah,
in the men's division. And you don't see that in fucking Fox News. Like they're only putting in the yeah. other shit into the limelight. They're not putting like there are. Trans and non-binary athletes that are, you know, like
still in the men's category.
Yes.
Still, yeah.
I look at it. I trained as a man my entire life, and that's challenging for me to ride with that division. So I'm gonna ride there. Like we talked about earlier. Like I'm not gonna sandbag something.
Yeah,
yeah. No, just
I feel like I might get some clapback from this within yeah. the queer community for even saying it because it's kind of a controversial thing. But
yeah.
I'll speak my mind on that. That's like kind of my one conservative thought process with things is that.
Yeah. And it's hard. And it's, dude, it's like a gray area.
I think until there's
like shit is figured out and we're fucking 10 years down yeah. the road.
Well, honestly,
like,
I don't give a fuck about a contest.
Yeah.
Like I really don't yeah. like,
well, you actually, yeah. you want to push yourself. So yeah. you put yourself yeah. in the category that you feel
what,
like, you
like I don't even think it's like a, I don't even really think it's a gender thing. I probably should have said this earlier, but like Alyssa Steamer, she's a pro skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
She used to just compete with the guys in skateboarding because she was at that level of skateboarding where she would go and compete with the guys. And where I think skateboarding BMX is pushing itself now is if you're a good bike rider, a good skater, really does not matter what fucking gender you are. You fucking rip. Like Paris,
yeah,
she's insane.
Yeah.
Like she does some shit that is like, that's...
Yeah, if she wrote it, like Pro Cup was still around and there wasn't
yes,
a women's class, Paris should be in the event.
Impressive. Or yeah. like Emma Fingan, like she's yeah. got feeble yeah. hard 180 bars.
Yep.
There are so many male BMX riders that don't have feeble 180. I ain't got feeble 180 hard 180 bars.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, it's...
Yeah, like, but then, how would you categorize that? Because then the females would never get to be on a pro level necessarily besides yeah. the very, very, very rare group of them. So it'd be like there would be in beginner. If you're saying everyone was just
no, that's
or
that's not,
intermediate.
That's not my that's not my point of like saying that. I'm saying, like, aside from like the contest thing, if you look at a female BMX rider that's ripping,
yeah.
you're just like she's good at riding bikes.
Yeah,
that's at least me. I don't
and
look
you leave
at it like
for a girl.
I don't. I yeah. think it's kind of yeah. sexist to be like, oh, she's good for a girl.
Yeah.
Like no,
yeah.
she's just good.
Yeah.
And that's what
pushes female riding and skating yeah. and everything too, because it's like. Now there's, I mean, like you said about skateboarding, it's 10 years, 5 years in advance. And
yeah.
what females are doing now, like the female BMXers are catching that. You know, they're doing insane shit, but female skateboarders are doing like tricks down Hollywood High
yes.
shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like in
skateboarding, and BMX is growing there too.
Yeah.
Like,
it's getting there. It's 10
yeah,
years behind
yeah,
now, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
5
it's
years
like,
behind, whatever.
I mean, even 5 years ago, like before like the bloom existed.
Yeah.
There wasn't much of a women's BMX scene, and now we see like all these women around the planet because they have like their platform.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like shout out them,
yeah,
like Angie,
shout out, yeah,
and Bia for doing yeah, that because yeah. that's fucking rad. Like all respect for that, and even like including me into that too.
Yeah, I think that's
where it's because it is a minority in BMX, and I was talking about that earlier where it's such a male dominated sport. So like to find your voice and find your ground is pretty hard. And to have like those platforms helps.
I think it's.
I
mean,
that's like why I like riding practice with the girls because it's like I feel more heard from like the.
Yeah, I wish more females would get into it because it's yeah. awesome. Like
it is.
Like I said, like doing that whole project with Paris was just and you know Teresa went on a trip with us. It was just so cool to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the outside looking in, like I think that project with Paris was like revolutionary in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
really you know, was. Because like yeah, you know. Pretend he's not here, but like quintessential video part rider who has the most epic video parts of recent time, and then it's like he's doing a video part with a girl from a guy, you know, from a dude's
you know
perspective.
How many people
like,
came at me
dude?
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know,
see,
like,
that's sexist
I,
though. That's fucking
well, no, for real. And then when it came out, I'm 95% of them were like, that was actually fucking good.
Yeah,
like for Paris's part.
Yeah,
and I was like, told you it was. I've been coming home and not.
You know, it's like
people were thinking that it was going to bring you down because you were associated.
No,
like
the, but, I don't know about that. That's like I hate that like sexist mindset of things where it's like, oh, women can't do this because they may not have the male anatomy to do like super fucking crazy.
It's different.
It's just like
it's cool
different.
To see them yeah. work with what they it, can do and
exactly. If
level.
Anything, I think it's more fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Like honestly, I have so many friends like girl skaters, BMX riders, and they all say they'll go to a skate park and there'll be some guy coming up to them being like trying to teach them how to do a trick, thinking that they don't know how to like do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like they got brains too. Women yeah. are fucking yeah. people too. Like,
it's the thing that went
mindset.
Well, I mean, the thing that went viral recently with like the chick that is like a pro golfer, and then
oh
it was
yeah,
like,
no,
and then
exactly,
it was like
exactly,
dude
exactly.
Like, your swing
yeah, exactly.
is, ma'am, like that was pretty good.
And
but
she's
your
a fucking
swing,
pro golfer.
Literally is like a pro golfer with like a million followers, and she was like, oh, yeah. okay, and then thanks, and then he just like kept going.
I hope he like, saw that video.
Oh, I'm sure he had to. Yeah, it's like, but that's
I heard
like,
it on the radio the other
dude,
day.
Dude, you, yeah, pompous, you know, like. Just, I mean, dude, we got so much work to do.
That's
reality.
That's
like,
just anything.
And I'm not perfect by any means. And yeah. I'm like a dense.
Nobody's
human,
perfect.
So many,
Hannah Montana said it best.
Yeah. I don't know that reference, but.
Definitely.
A
yeah.
people will. That's a Gen Z thing.
That's, yeah. I was like,
it's
that's related to age more than anything else.
Nobody's
yeah.
perfect is a good quote, too, because nobody's perfect. And you learning is the funnest thing. Trying
yeah.
to learn
yeah.
to make people
yeah.
happier people to be around and
it makes it,
make the world a happier place.
It the way it is,
learning.
It's like it makes it. It makes your life happier. It would be sick.
The
to
BMX train's picking you up.
Do a podcast where we don't even talk about gender or sexuality.
Well, that,
or
I mean, originally,
like that. Like
originally,
2.0. Like, let's.
I'm down.
Yeah. Like
originally, what?
Like when we first talked, I was like, I don't even really want to like. It'd be cool to do a podcast and not even bring up any fact about like.
The, oh, that'd be crazy.
About, like,
yeah,
the, it's like, it just like not even acknowledge it because that's yeah. like where I.
This is a good one though because just naturally, like I want to know
yeah.
all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, and I guess that's.
I mean, we've talked
fun
about
it podcasts.
A little bit, like when. Like we went out that like one night
yeah.
and stuff. And
I think it's a point. It's obviously an important topic because of, you know, the comments yesterday.
The timing was good.
Yeah.
To just really like,
part,
just
but,
do it.
But the next one, let's talk about.
Yeah, just pretend
life,
it doesn't exist.
Bike riding.
Well, like I just
that's
look
eventually
at it like
what will happen though.
Yeah.
When you become
just,
friends with someone, you learn that
yeah.
stuff. Okay,
yeah.
I got that. Boom.
But
programmed. And now.
Eventually, I think the world will get to the point where it's like, it is just normalized.
Yeah. yeah.
And this
like,
kind of stuff helps.
It's just. It and that's
because this
that's
conversation
why,
with three people all of a sudden is going to be a lot more.
Yeah. Exactly,
they get to listen.
Exactly, and that's what I was trying to.
And there's say. And there's a bunch of unhappy people in the comments, and it is what
there's
it gonna is.
There's going to be the
and,
haters
and,
on this
yeah,
shit, but
it's like,
well, let's
sorry.
See if those people
them,
actually
like,
want to listen
sorry,
and learn a little
sorry.
Bit.
Sorry, not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I hope those people actually yeah. listen to all the way through. So if you're here,
yeah,
say and you're a hater and you hated it, right? Fuck Fudger.
Fuck Fudger.
That was good
was
timing.
Fuck
I knew
Dennis,
it was
fuck
coming.
Fudger. All right, fuck Dennis or fuck Fudger.
I saw one of the yeah. comments and it was like, I thought it was kind of clever. It was like, what the hell is happening in BMX?
I know. Like, yeah, but that's right. like the idea is
what
like people are like,
yeah, what the hell is happening in BMX?
Core masculine, like fuck every, you know.
If
like,
everything was like, the same, it'd be boring as shit.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking enjoy it. Fucking if you don't,
and if you don't like me being in BMX, don't watch my fucking video part. I don't want you to
yeah.
watch my shit.
Yeah.
Then like
that's exactly
yeah. like I don't care. I'm going to thrive whether. You like me or
yeah,
not.
Your internet comment is not going to make a difference.
Your internet yeah. hate or your perception of me is not going to change the trajectory of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go to bed and get my 8 hours and wake up and go, good morning, world.
Benny, thank you for coming, man.
I'm,
or woman, or fuck, I just blew it at the very end.
Nice.
God damn it.
I landed on Fudger blowing.
I learned nothing.
Any no, last words? Any last anything for the podcast? We're going to do a 2.0.
Yeah,
and we won't
yeah.
have to talk
yeah.
about gender.
It's
as much.
It's all love. It's all love from my end.
Fudger,
honestly,
you did a great job.
It's all my love. It's all love from my end. Like even if we don't see eye to eye, and you want to have a conversation about stuff, I'm more than willing to talk about like anything. I try not to keep hate in my heart for something. There's
yeah.
bigger shit to worry about in the world.
Communication and love
yeah.
that ends
you,
the fucking
hate. We didn't even talk about injuries.
Yeah,
we kind of did, but
kind of.
Yeah. A little bit.
What's
ACLs?
Up with injuries? You want to talk about that?
I just like lacerated my spleen like a month ago.
Really?
Kind of gnarly. Yeah.
Damn. Didn't you no surgery?
Second day in New York, and like fell on like stair set, and it was the day before my before my campaign for Milk Makeup, and I did it, and I thought I just had like food poisoning or something, and yeah. Lacerated my spleen, was in the hospital for a week, got out of it. Now I'm just getting back
straight. No surgery, though? They just
Wait,
told you
so
to chill?
You did
no, I had surgery.
You did Damn.
So you did
the big one.
Shoot with the lacerated spleen and then went afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's amazing. That's
and
horrible.
Got my trick after I fell. I was like,
see, right, that's why they're changing this whole model thing up. They're like, you're way cooler.
That's insane.
Benny's bleeding on the inside, but still going to come do
actually,
the model shoot.
I'm kind of glad I brought that. Was like one of the gnarliest experiences that I've had in my life.
Yeah, what was up with that? I think Rob Wise did that, and it was really like, it's gnarly, right?
Yeah, it was super gnarly. I was like on the subway going back home in New York, and I like got this like red light, like emergency flash in my body, like, yo, you're fucking dying right now.
Yeah.
And I was like passing out from the pain, so I got off the subway, ran into City Bike because I was like, keep myself conscious, like, yeah. I would have passed out if I
shout
stayed
out
on the subway.
City Bike Boys.
Shout out to City Bike. That's my no. That's
I know
that's your role.
Right?
That's who got me into like the modeling world.
Yeah, full circle,
fucking thing. Yeah, so I City Bike myself to the ER, and got to the ER, and I was like passing out, and get to the waiting room. Tell them I was like googling shit. And I was like, oh fuck, I think I like lacerated my spleen. And they're like, nah, you didn't do shit. Like most people pass out from that. I'm like, you don't understand like our pain tolerance with BMX.
Yeah.
How long has this been since the fall?
2 months.
I know, but like since the crash, like to where you're in the hospital telling these doctors,
oh,
like, yo,
oh,
I did this.
3 days. 3 days.
Three days.
Yeah. So I was like a slow bleed.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. I just thought I had food poisoning. I felt the stomach pain, but I was like, I thought I had like food poisoning or something. I didn't. And then it just like got worse and worse and worse and worse. But so I get to the ER, they tell me like pretty much like, oh bullshit. They put me on a gurney in the hallway of the ER, and I'm just like laying in the hallway like fucking like dying from pain.
Is it making you sick or just painful?
Yeah, I'm pale white, sweating. Like,
I could see why they
out.
Wouldn't think that you had a lacerated spleen because it's 3 days.
They thought I was like probably on drugs, just trying to get pills or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I'm in so much pain. Like yeah. Help me. Like whatever. So 7 hours goes by.
7 hours?
Seven hours in the hallway. And they're like, okay, we'll take you to, we'll go get a CT scan. I get the CT scan. They take me back down to the ER. And then 10 minutes later, the entire trauma team comes down and is like, yeah, you lacerated your spleen. You're bleeding out into your abdomen. You have surgery now. Take me to surgery. They shove like a wire up through like the artery, like in my groin,
mm-hmm.
like all the way up here to my spleen. Like fixed it, stayed in the hospital for a week.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah, I've never heard of such a slow bleed like that.
It was scary. They were kind of saying like if I waited like one more day, I would have died.
There was some like Rob too, where he was like maybe a little faster bleed, but right when he got to the hospital, they're like, this is something you die from. And he was going to jump on the flight to go somewhere. And before
he made him pull the plane over
because he's like, I'm dying. And they let him off the plane. And if he would have gotten the flight, he would have died. So
yeah,
I've heard how gnarly that injury is. So
yeah,
fuck yeah, you went to the hospital and you didn't just die. You just know you're dying because Rob was.
I've never felt like that. That's why I said like it's like this like red light like flash.
You got
in your
on a city bike and took you to the hospital.
Like, yeah, like it was like fight or flight. Like
that's crazy.
Save your life. Like almost
that's insane. When you know you're dying, you know. Because Rob was the same thing. He made the fucking plane go
trippy.
Back.
It is.
Rob can do a podcast
one day.
I've never experienced that in my life, and that kind of changed a lot with my mindset too about life. Of it can just be taken just like that.
Yeah.
So why not like live it the best that you can, be your true authentic self.
Fuck
everybody. I'm sure there would be a couple people being like stoked I'd die, but there would be a lot of people I'd hope would miss.
Nobody you care about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So Benny the Savage. No, that's crazy. That's so funny though, because they're like, no, you would know. Like you like so the pain tolerance of bike riders over.
That's what
years.
I've learned is like with tough BMXers, you gotta like yell and scream and pretend you're dying. Well, like pretend you're a baby, you know, because we're too tough. And you sat there for 7 hours because you weren't like the normal person, like, I'm dying, you know.
Even though they
were like, we're gonna let Benny sit there until they either die or
And then they felt like idiots after. Like, yeah. Once the trauma team came down, they're like,
they pushed it to the limit because you didn't go home.
Yeah, they didn't have me on a heart monitor or anything. Like, my blood pressure was, like, ridiculously low.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was in bad shape.
That was with my knee. I was like, this thing is broken or dislocated. Okay, we're going to try and straighten. I'm like, no. This thing is like, I'm not fucking screaming and shit, but this is completely, it was so swollen. They were just like, it's not probably broken. Well, like,
I had my appendix.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm done.
Any other cool stories before we end this?
There probably is. I'm probably going to think of some on the drive home. Yeah. Yeah.
That's always fun to end them, though, and do another one. It's always,
yeah.
Podcast is not the last one. So,
yeah. There's always a 2.0. You're only 2.3 years old. So, you're good. Like, let's do another. Anytime next video part that drops or next skate part, whatever. So it was cool to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It was actually pretty comfortable, like, sitting here talking. Yeah, yeah. I thought I was gonna be like freaking out.
I was nervous the whole time.
Really?
No. You didn't show me. In the beginning though, I was like, this one's gonna be just like BMX the whole time, which was our plan 3 years ago, but this time was like, we're gonna talk about this shit.
I get nervous whenever it's like political stuff.
I'm glad to talk about it though, because it's like, it is humanizing me in a way where people don't just see like a clip on Instagram.
I was nervous, but nervous is good because I was excited. This is gonna be cool and different.
I kind of live by like saying, if it scares you and excites you at the same time, you probably should do it.
Like, and I always live by trying to scare yourself at least one time a day, and I can't do that with riding. So this is like, fuck you. A real fucking podcast and dive into it. You know,
what
like,
are you doing?
I try. It's harder now.
Well, it's like if you're
even make a phone call pushing, to someone that I'm like, I wouldn't have done that.
You
I'm like,
stand
fuck
up
it, I'm
and
call
stand up
person.
And poop and see.
Well,
if you can
like,
get it in the bowl
it's
or
just
something.
Pushing.
Pooping with this thing was. I'll tell you, that was scary at first.
That was a dark thought.
Yeah. Pooping standing up with my full leg brace on. Think about that.
No, I mean, I've done.
That was scary.
I know you've had your fair share of knee shit. That's kind of where my heart goes.
No,
out
my,
to
this
you.
Is my first knee thing.
Really?
It gives me. I've had like little things, tiny meniscus tears,
like,
tiny.
You did
fraction.
Like your patella before too.
I've done everything. Never had a surgery. It was always enough to where I could just rest it and recover. This is the first thing that I went. My knee curled up in the. It was bad. I was like,
yeah.
And waking up after a surgery, like anyone with a knee surgery,
it's gnarly. It's
beast.
Different. It's different.
Beast.
And
it's
so,
a
like,
different
even
monster.
Somebody I know, their kid just had like knee surgery and stuff, and like they're like one of my TMs, and just my heart goes out to their kid for having to go through that surgery because it's it is gnarly.
Yeah,
it is so gnarly
That's
to
horrible.
Go through that, and like for you too, it's. Like just working through that.
I'm so grateful because this is only the ACL. What I've learned about other knee surgeries and I'm like, wow. Everyone who tore their ACL, you're like, oh, he tore his ACL, and I never really realized what it was. Now I'm like, because this is like half of that, you know? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, like it could be a 12 month thing. Like, and you hear that, but I blocked that out of my mind because I'm like, I didn't want to know about that.
I've done that. 3 times on my right knee, and then had another one on my left.
Yeah. So Gary did his first time was 16, and then he did it again when he was like 18 or 19, and he flew to Sweden or something to get the rope put in, and then was able to ride in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then
riding 6 weeks from an ACL.
Yeah, because they put the synthetic rope.
You ever
rope.
Hear the Dave Mira? Do you ever watch the Dave Mira ACL? Story thing?
No, the Hoffman one.
The Hoffman.
Yeah, that one is so the same surgery, but it was when Gary did it. It was illegal in Canada, so you had to go to Sweden or something. And then
how Matt Hoffman did it, like no anesthetic.
Yeah, like, yeah, because it wasn't legal there, so it was like a iffy time period for that. And then so he paid for that completely out of pocket. And then he had at some point, maybe when he was like 26 or something, he had double ACL surgery same time.
I tried getting my doctor to do that
and they won't do it.
Yeah,
and only in very unique circumstances.
How would you deal with that though?
Well, I was in a wheelchair to begin with because I don't have my ACL on my right knee and that shit swells up.
How would you get to the bathroom though? People would have to pick you up for weeks.
I'd figured it out. So there are people that are in wheelchairs that don't.
That first few days with even this one,
I know,
like, I had to have a piss jug with one leg.
Yo, I get a shower chair.
I'm good now.
You're good now.
But just get one because it's really nice.
How's it feel to piss sitting down?
It's the little things. It's all it's
yeah. It is all
the
little things.
Little things. That's
but
how people
then,
how
but
you
then
do
you
it.
Learn.
Like, I don't even think
you
about
learn
right
through
now.
It. Like you really exactly. do. Like learn how to get through it, and
Yeah, so Gary, just to round it out, Gary did convince his doctor to give him double ACL surgery.
Ronnie did that too.
I wanted to.
So the only, I guess now three
people. I don't
have
my ACL right now because if
you can't get both.
Yeah. I wanted to have both. I wanted to have.
Very true. It is better just to figure those 3 weeks out to get it done.
Well, I'm 23. I'm getting this done before I turn 26 when I'm off my parents' insurance and stuff.
Gary's. I walked in to go check on him after he had it, and he had both the ice chests, and the room was dark, and he just smelled disgusting, and he had one of those like the birthday party Rice Krispie treats next to him on the couch, and it was like three quarters gone. And I was like, what the fuck is happening in here? He was just in a dark place.
That's like, actually like insanely dark.
Yeah. And it was like,
it's gnarly. Like you go through some gnarly phases.
Double ACL surgery.
Now I'm like hearing my voice now. I'm like, was I even talking?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. The first like 4 days, that's what I keep, because I was telling him, I'm like, sometimes it feels like I'm not progressing. Then I'm like, think about what a week ago was, and think about those first few days after surgery where you're just like, it's so much pain. You're trying to eat these pills that I don't like those pills, but fuck, I got to get over this pain. Then I can't,
I did one of my knee surgeries with no pain meds, like zero.
Fuck that.
Just because I was like I was super scared of like opioid
it makes
addictions
sense. It makes sense
and stuff like
dude,
that.
I didn't for like 5 days the oxycodones, maybe
they
less.
Fuck you up.
I was trying to get off of them and I was like weaned it off, and then I was like, I'm done. And at night the injury hurt a little bit, but my body hurt so bad, everything else and everything in my brain said, just take another one, just take another one. I was like, I've been doing this shit for 5 days. That stuff is so dangerous.
It is.
I don't have that addictive of a personality at all. And it was saying, just take one. Your headache, my skin, everything was like little tiny withdrawals.
Yeah. Either. No, it is.
And I had to be like, don't fucking take one. But they're right there. And
I mean, that's why they're like a little bit more
cautious. I felt like that was the beginning of like how you would get addicted. Like that night was like, I could see how people would be like,
And it goes... I mean, that's happened. I'm not going to name names or even so we all have friends that have gone through it.
It's scary. That's why I didn't want to take them either, but I was like, the pain got so bad.
Yeah,
those oxys are so bad.
And that's like a super dark, like there's partying, having fun, and then there's like that dark,
the downer.
That's not what we talked about, because it was when we talked, there was other podcasts that are like, you like to party. And it was, and I
like to party.
Yeah.
I do a bunch of nightlife stuff in New York. I love partying. But
I always like partying too.
Yeah. but like in moderation, and it's like, I've also noticed it's pretty easy to get lost in the sauce, especially like when you're first like coming up and like kind of like growing stuff, and then you have more people that like want to do stuff, and like getting.
I remember we had a talk. We were so drunk, but I remember being like, this shit, because I knew you were getting into the modeling, and we're talking. I was like, it's really like cool, rock starry, but then like if you get caught up in it, and you know, 10 months, you're in a house with people that you're like, this shit's dark.
Yeah, no, and I've definitely ended up in those situations. That's kind of where I like pull the reins back and be like,
it's good you could see it though.
Well, I mean, don't really want to talk too much about it at this point with it, but I've definitely been in some dark shit in life, like growing up and just around dark people, and happened at a very young age where I learned, okay, this is not a path that I want to go down. And I'm 23, I want to go out and party with my friends and have a good time, but there is like that moderation, and I'm thankful that happened at a young age where it's like now I can like recognize it, where I'm not 30 and doing like the same shit.
Exactly, it's just like that injury thing. It's almost better to get it done early and learn from it.
It's more enjoyable when you have it in moderation, where you haven't like gone out in a while and you're with like good people.
It's actually partying.
The
word partying is because we're partying, having fun, not like I kind of need to do this all the time because it's becoming my identity. it's better
with
gnarly. It is hard. It's fucking gnarly.
I think it's
a reoccurring thing on the podcast. A lot of BMXers get into that for sure.
I think it. I mean, it's.
They do. Go
everybody out. Does.
What other sport really are they like? Yeah, let's get some beer and smoke a spliff before we get to the spot. Like, oh, you want to smoke a spliff before we go
Not
play
many.
Tennis?
Like, right. Yeah,
like it is embedded in our culture, but also like you can get lost in it.
Yeah. I think responsibility, even like making up stuff to do the next day, is important.
And that's what I.
I was like, oh shit, you're gonna have a baby.
Nah.
Yeah. But no, that's
take my contacts out.
What was like really hard for me after like losing like my stepdad like last year yeah. and being injured at like the same like I blew my knee out like a week after my stepdad passed away.
And yeah. that's when you didn't want to take the pills?
Yeah, because I was
very
like
smart.
Because I was like I am in such a bad headspace here and this is like already fucking me up and it can easily take me down a dark path.
Yeah.
But even then like I feel like I partied a bunch because like I can't ride. I'm sad. I'm depressed. I miss my yeah. stepdad.
Coping in certain
yeah,
ways.
Coping yeah. in a not so healthy way, but also I had to go through it to go through it, and that's why it's called going through it.
Yeah.
And now it's like after like I mean the spleen stuff kind of fucked up that trajectory, but it's like getting back like on my bike and like skating again and having like that structure. That's another thing that I didn't really take in consideration of not working like a 9-to-5 job every day. Is structure.
Structure.
Like being 23 years old and really not having like I have obligation but not having like okay, I have to wake up, I have to go to work.
Yeah.
Where it's like easy to just go out every night and party.
Yeah.
Finding that structure of okay, I got to wake up at this time for myself to like go out and ride, go do physical therapy, go do this is a necessity. Because if you don't have that structure, it's pretty easy.
That's a hard thing yourself. For a 23-year-old to find. When there is those of, hey,
yeah.
you would get a text message like, let's go, you know, and you have to make that decision
yeah,
to not.
Yeah, learning to say no.
Yeah, and that's...
Well, it's like the fastest thing in BMX. You go from like high school to with this like structure, usually, most people.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like a teenager and you can go pro really fast. And it goes from like the least structure ever, high school to that era, that yeah. like crazy, yeah. whatever. And then, you know, your early yeah. 20s, you're pro and you start getting hurt and it all stacks. So it's like you have to structure it or
there's probably burnout.
There's
a lot of riders that I think over the years that I interacted with that I saw them at a younger age and they were partying and I thought it was fun and cool. And then later in life, they had a problem.
Yeah.
And I wish I was not encouraging in that moment. Because I know who I am. And yeah. I know that I have a job to do. And I will do the job. And I am balanced in certain ways. Not other ways. But when I see somebody else, I'm like, they're fun. And let's fucking drink. And it's sick that they're drinking. And then I don't realize that I'm enabling them in a,
yeah.
in a certain degree, well, but like not that I'm like gonna cure it in any sense, but like I could
you didn't
been
have
like,
the wisdom at the time
could have been like
spread
hey,
that knowledge
chill.
I also live in the two places that are like the most gnarly party scene, like LA yeah. and New York are fucking
Long
Beach always
is, Long
revving.
Beach is a party always,
always
but
revving
like, but yeah. Long sure. Beach is good that it's a little bit of a step
I don't even really party in Long Beach
yeah that's like, what I mean like LA is a little bit of a trek so it's like you're within arm's reach all the time, mm-hmm. which is good that you're not like in the epicenter. But New York is trouble for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and that's kind of where I don't
5
really.
5 a.m. or never.
Yeah.
Never
like going to afters and yeah. stuff like that in yeah. New York.
Yeah. We were in Huntington and the bar was closing or whatever that Costa Mesa area is. And you're like, we should go to LA. And you were convincing people. And I was like, you ain't fucking getting me there. Like, I know what that's going to be. Done. Like, I know yeah. where that train goes.
I mean, I was probably drunk.
And I know you were. We all were. And I was like, that's if you're down, go for it. Like, there was like the
I don't think
bus and then me. I was like, nope, fuck no.
Yeah, because
like,
you get it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I mean, I get it too. But it was like, it was like in the environment, I was with people yeah. that I enjoyed. I was like, fuck it, let's keep
and
it
I remember
going.
Telling
let's
you I was like
if
you
don't have to ride tomorrow but
I was like if I could I would but I'll die you yeah know? And I like I'm, had to get home at some point
and yeah. that's kind of where I'm getting at now like learning like to call it when it's time to call yeah. it.
You're 23 though, it's a good yeah. time to learn,
but you have to experience that stuff to
I'm still
like,
learning
bounce
oh yeah
bounce I've, one way bounce the other way and then land right in the middle.
This like last fashion week I went to New York for fashion week and last year I did the one shoot. But then my agents like took me off like booking for like all the different things that yeah. I was like supposed to do, which is kind of a bummer when I'm sitting in the hospital, I'm watching everybody on my phone.
I will
like,
say when those when
but it
when,
was a reset too because it was like sorry but no. I like fucked up my inside so I was like I'm not gonna
chill yeah
yeah I have to chill like yeah. I can't go out and be like fucked. I still went to
I
the
poisoned
clubs
my, I poisoned my spleen but, and then ripped it open
yeah like yeah. I still went out to the clubs but I was just drinking water
yeah
I've definitely posed a couple of just water in the club like
yeah What I was going to say is that I feel like when that campaign does come out and with the people that are in the industry that know, and there's people like, oh, who's this? And you're like, oh, that's Benny.
Yeah.
Who had a lacerated spleen in this photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be advantage, you know, like
yeah.
there's a story alongside
I mean,
it. Like Like, that's
I was,
crazy.
Like, talking to, like, the people at, like, Milk Banco about it, too, or my agents did, because one of my agents came and visited me in the hospital. Yeah. Was, like, check on me. Which is super sweetheart. Like, shout out Hannah. I have a really cool agent, like, Austin, Hannah. They're just, like, super sweet. Their job is, like, obviously, like, protect me, and they do a really good job with that, because I know a bunch of models that don't really have
oversight,
best representation. It is a gnarly industry, and I got lucky to have good people, like, looking over me. But yeah, like, when she found out that I did the shoot with the last year, she's like, what the fuck? Like, you know, you could cancel, right?
Yeah,
like, if you're not feeling well, like, cancel. But it's like, that's not really my mentality. Like, if I have an obligation to do something, like, I look at it like it's work, it's business. If I feel like able-bodied to do something, even if I'm hurt a little bit, like, show must go on. Like, I did Dawn of the Streets without an ACL.
Yeah,
I'm honestly never like 100%.
That's stuff like legend in that world. I assume that's like legendary, in my opinion. I don't know.
Just in general, that's like, yeah, I mean, really cool mindset, because that's the people who do cool shit. Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm kind of leaning more towards like longevity of. Like, if it's, when it's time to rest, it's time to rest. And I learned that from my spleen. Like, okay, this one I have to take seriously. I can't just go fuck off and party a shit ton.
You're already ahead of the game at 23 thinking these things too. Like, just to let you know.
I hope so.
Because some people be like, oh, they're just young. And I'm like, they're fucking 29. Like, they might have missed the like signs on the wall. Like, it's getting pretty late.
Youngest podcast guest?
What's that?
Youngest podcast guest?
Potentially.
Nordstrom was 26.
Wow.
And I didn't really think about that.
I don't even really feel like 20. And BMX, like, when I see like kids like Sissoku, or as I see
youngest
like,
podcast guest, and maybe the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like guests. Doing flares and.
Yeah.
But it is crazy. Kids, yeah, you forget about age real quick.
Kids 23, 24, like I said, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. You literally are an emerging pro bike rider. Putting out video parts
and now becoming
a professional model with our first campaign coming out right now. Like, this is the beginning. Like, that's important to remember. Like, you're starting, which is like, it's fucking cool. It is cool. Yeah, stress about it.
But that's like also where it's like I was saying earlier, like taking it slow. Because I have friends who have like gotten really famous just like overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like they like lose themselves a little bit, and I don't want to lose myself to like that, or like what you're talking about. Like, yeah, it's fun to party, it's fun to feel like a fucking rock star and like get into those clubs that not everybody could get into.
Gotta make but sure it's you a don't mindset end up in a bad
yeah but it's spot. Like the mindset, like you can really lose yourself when they talk about like selling your soul. It's not like the devil fucking walks up to you, it's like signing your name away to a contract and losing yourself in the process of it. And like, I don't want to lose myself. I want to continue. Like, I will talk to a celebrity the same way I'll talk to a homeless person. Like, if you're a person, you're a person. That's really how I look at it. And people just be losing themselves, and it's really sad to see.
Yeah.
So I like this slow, gradual incline, even though like a lot of things do kind of happen fast, and the scheme of things, it feels slow enough for me where I'm comfortable.
The setback of lacerating your spleen, it's like that put things in perspective.
Yeah,
so you come back wiser and more appreciative and like. So yeah, it's cool.
Or even just keeping my like circle smaller and not associating with a lot of dickheads that don't really care.
Yeah, always important, no matter what, whatever circle, whatever world.
There's always the external force that's out to get you.
Yeah,
coming for you to stab you in your back.
We should talk again like within a year, because I want to see where Benny's at in a year.
I think
it's gonna be huge. At least a big step, because it seems like these last few years have been like. These huge steps.
Yeah.
So we can do a yearly podcast at least.
Fuck. I like I'm down.
Cool. Do I say something dumb now?
I have to piss so bad.
Go piss girl. Do you know what the go piss girl meme is?
No girl piss code?
Go piss girl. It's like a gossip girl reference. Like it's like it's just stupid internet. Stupid Gen Z coded brain, but
I enjoyed that the last half. You know, 45 minutes we didn't talk about any of the shit that we talked about at the beginning. And I think it's sick that you are at the beginning and that you are gonna fucking come back and do another one. So thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Shout out to Benny. Shout out to Dale. Shout out to Dennis. Shout out to Dennis's new daughter.
Gregson, but I'm going to try this one. Thank you, Chris Gregson. I'm going to try the welcome board for a little
bit. Fuck yeah.
Shout out to Dennis's new daughter. Shout out to Odessa
for
doing a hard job.
Shout out welcome. Shout out Conspiracy, Sabrosa, Vans.
Ryan Scher.
Burnslow.
Burnslow, Aaron Ross. Yeah. Ronnie Bonner.
Yeah. And
Jason Slar, D-Vars.
Everyone listening. Anyone that was hating that actually listened through.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
As a person.
I hope the haters listen.
I'm proud of you if you listen all the way through.
Just like you do. They love bike riding.
Yeah.
Just like you. Tough as shit. And there's fucking Benny. Mm. So sick.
All right.
Let's cut it. I'm saying so much dumb shit.
So bad.
I know. I was dying.
That was like a world record.